you know, like you get out of character because we're real friends and love each other.
No, he's accurate. He's not funny on this show.
Okay, you're not funny. That's just what every comedian loves to hear, by the way.
You know what?
See, I consider it a bigger gift that you're actually don't have to be funny on our show because you're like not like a son because I'm not the hopefully well I'm old but you're you know you're like a brother so it's perfectly okay and people know that you came from this show by the way they used to email me all the time when you were on the Howard Stern show and say your boy is doing great so I loved
it. I still feel like I can't touch what you guys have, and that is the truth. And it's funny because I had a really bad drug problem when I was working with you guys, and it was
I knew that.
It was about 4 or 5 years into working with you guys when I realized that not only were none of you doing drugs, you guys didn't even drink. It took me 4 years to realize that none of you were doing anything. That's how out of it I was. But I learned a tremendous amount about comedy from you. You are the Johnny Carson of radio, and and radio will miss you. And people in Seattle, I don't know if you know this, but radio people all over the country use Bob's stuff. I hope he's getting paid for it.
Not at all.
They all use Bob's stuff.
Yeah.
And it's incredible how much of an impact you've had across the country in radio. And I cannot believe that I just thought you were funny. I had no idea how huge you were in the radio industry. Thank you for giving me a chance to get out of where I was and to be where I'm at now and self-supportive and taking care of my mom. It's because if I had not met you, that would have never, ever happened. Thank you. Thank you. And get back to the show. And I'm sorry.
I know that's okay. And I'm really happy to have you call. But if your mom calls, we are going to be too busy. I want to let you know. but give her my best. Ladies and gentlemen, Al Pacino is Craig Gass. Craig Gass, just a tremendous, tremendous comedian. If you ever see his name on the marquee anywhere in the country, I guarantee you an amazing experience. Thank you, Craig. I'm actually getting choked up.
Getting choked up?
Or I'm coming down with a cold.
You eat too many huckleberries? What happened over there?
I'm fine. Oh.
No.
What?
No.
Now Joe's saying no.
Joe is saying we have...
I thought we had somebody, but he's not there just yet.
Apparently, Luciana has another surprise for me.
Yeah.
And it'll be someone else who does an impression of somebody.
Right. Perfect.
And I will have to say...
Hi, Bob. It's the President Bill Clinton.
I know
you said you'd only stop...
This must be Dale Reeves.
Presidents
or Ed Kelly.
You guys
were
a little hard on me back there in the 90s, and I said hard on.
Yeah.
But I just wanted to tell you that you're a real inspiration. A lot of people out there, and I want you to keep doing the good job.
Who is our friend in Spokane who does the Brokaw?
Oh, Dave Sposito.
Dave is the best. Yeah.
Seriously, one of the funniest moments ever on the show. And to this day, people think that Tom Brokaw was on our show. Do you remember when it was?
They had the whole country in town for a big radio convention, right?
It was the NAB radio convention in Seattle. And that morning, I knew that lots of broadcasters were in town, literally everybody. I mean, the speaker, Rush Limbaugh would have been here. Dr. Laura was here. She was speaking. It was a big talk radio time, and I knew that everybody in the country would be here. And I thought, they'll never fall for this. I wish we had a recording of this. I think it's from a previous station, and we don't. Mm-hmm. But I thought, we'll have Tom Brokaw on. And so we had Dave Sposito, who does an incredible Tom Brokaw on. We had him on for 20 minutes.
Drunk Tom Brokaw or regular Tom?
No. No, he was really, really good. And he stayed on the phone for 20 minutes. And when I went to the NAB convention, people kept coming up to me and going, what a score.
That's fantastic.
Getting Tom Brokaw on. Because we played it straight. Only Tom was like, he was easygoing and carefree, but it was convincing. It could have been the real. All right. So Luciana says she has a surprise.
We do have a VIP guest.
Is this someone else who does impressions?
No, he doesn't do impressions. Although he does one impression in particular that you're going to like himself. But I can't tell you who it is.
And I can't know who it is.
He'll tell you who it is.
All right. It's the last day of the Bob River Show. 95.7 KJR. Hi, who's this?
Bob Rivers, you and I have never met. But I regret that. And I'm going to rectify it before we both die.
That is the best William Shatner impression I have ever heard.
Isn't he good? Okay, go back to your regular self now.
Now go back to your regular self. Is this Dave Sposito?
Actually, it's actually me. I'm doing an impression of me.
Wait a minute. No, that's Craig. That's Craig Gass again.
You said either the prince.
Wrong again. It's not. Come on, Bob. We know each other very well. We had coffee the other day.
All right. Well, we didn't. But wait a minute. All right. Name some shows you were on, William Shatner, because a lot of the impressionists don't know the shows they were on.
I'm doing such a good Shatner that I don't remember some of the shows.
It can't be William Shatner.
That's the real deal right
That's
there.
Him.
Right.
Bob,
I know Star Trek. That's the easy one.
You can be reassured. This is William Shatner.
It really is me. I've admired you for years. You're one of the great broadcasters. I wanted to take the opportunity to congratulate you. Last show, the only thing is, what are you going to retire to? I mean, I love my grandchildren, but the honeybees, I don't know.
You did talk to him. Do you know my friend Ken Speck?
I probably do.
Up on Orcas Island?
Yes.
This is William Shatner, isn't it? This
really
is. Oh, my God.
Yeah.
You know what I jokingly said to Luciana last week? I said, well, on the last day, let's not have any guests, just our love show. And she said, well, what if it's a really big guest? And I said, well, if it's like the President of the United States or a starship captain. And
not just any starship captain, only one.
She is such a great producer. She tracked you down?
She tracked me down, but your name is renowned.
Sure,
in
it
broadcasting,
is.
And I've been around a little bit. Mm. So it's interesting that you and I have never talked over the years and various projects that I would have come up to Seattle with. But
not in person. We've had you on the phone a couple of times, Bill, when you were doing various projects. And there's a couple of things I like to. First off, I am not going to go all Trekkie on you. I'm going to break down and do that after you hang up. Because I know you'll tell me to get a life, and I know that whole thing. But seriously, the impact, and I know you're used to hearing this, the impact that you had on my life with, of course, the Star Trek series shaped, because Star Trek, it was like a Western in space, but Star Trek shaped a more open-minded consciousness that was the spirit of the time that it was on. And I know a little bit about, when it was on, it wasn't as big as it was afterwards, right?
Well, what an interesting coincidence, because in a couple of hours, I'm going to a network to sell, pitch a show for the 50th anniversary involving the idea being how influential Star Trek was on many lives. And to hear you talk about that very theme, that's exactly what I'm going to propose to a network.
It's got to be huge. Let me ask you this, Bill. When you picked up a flip phone, or when you walked into a grocery store and the doors went shh, like as you go through your life, do you marvel at how prescient that whole thing?
Well, every time one of those glass doors open, I go
You make the sound, yeah, because they don't make them.
But the truth of the matter is, I was. Motorola gave me a StarTAC phone when they first came out, and I was in an airport talking to somebody on the phone, wondering why all these people were gathering around me laughing.
Amazing. Hey, speaking of airports, you never pay more than like $20 to fly, right, because of Priceline?
No, that's right, $20 to $22.
$20 to $22. When he came out with Priceline, I thought, this is amazing. If Captain Kirk likes this, and I would go in and enter. And at first, it was really, really amazing. And you made, I heard you made, $800 billion on the stock.
No, I could have if I hadn't. If the dot-com thing hadn't crashed, I'd have bought your station and not allow you to retire.
Oh, but that's a pleasant thought.
It crashed, and now if you have any pennies in your pocket, I'm just send them my way.
All right. Now, I know, obviously, I'm not going to get it, I'm not going to get all Trekkie on you, but you and Nimoy both, you've embraced, there was a time when maybe you didn't want to be Trekkish all the time, but you go to Comic-Cons now, you love and embrace the fans these days.
Well, I do from time to time. I'm, in fact, appearing October 24th and 25th in Spokane, not far from you.
Luciana is handing me a plug sheet now.
At Comic-Con.
It's the IBN Performing Arts Center, December 4th. I will be the guy who no longer has media credentials.
Just well, a regular
person. Then I will embrace you heartily.
Oh, I see. You hate. So, the media. I got to say one other thing. Such a fan. I thought your best show, the best work, I thought it was so brilliant, was Boston Legal. Did you have the most fun doing that?
I did.
James Spader?
I probably had the most fun on television doing that, but I went on Broadway with a one-man show, which was a huge challenge a couple of years ago, and then I've been taking it around the country, so I've toured quite a bit with Shatner's World, which will be coming to Spokane in December 4th.
December 4th, Spokane at the IBM Performing Arts Center.
Oh, awesome. So I'll be in your area twice. And surely we can make it an opportunity to meet and embrace.
If that really happens, I will have completed my life.
Here's what I'd like to do.
You know when the
I will have no
here.
Need to get a life because it will be done.
I really mean it. I love bees. I've fallen in love with bees. You must have. And the idea of tasting honey across the country, the various tastes that it has. It is as complex as wine.
Are you serious? Because I have like 30 kinds of honey in my house.
Well, I'm very serious. When we shake hands, when we meet at either one of those appearances, have a small bottle of your honey.
Okay, well, I will have two things for you. I will have the most incredible fruit honey from the Snoqualmie Valley that you have ever tasted.
Oh, my God.
But there is a weed that they try to wipe out called the star thistle. Are you familiar with this?
Yes, but not the honey.
The honey from the star thistle is the most amazing honey. And 3 years ago, there was an incredible year. Do you not drink anymore, by the way? Because that's what people who don't drink do. We go to honey tastings.
No, I have a webisode called Brown Bag Wine Tasting.
Okay, you're still drinking. I want you to keep drinking because I picture you.
It works for you.
Oh, I picture you sitting there with a big fat cigar and toasting yourself.
Absolutely, and a little bottle of honey behind me.
Well, I will supply the honey. William Shatner, December 4th in Spokane at the IBN Performing Arts Center. Thank you, Luciana, the greatest producer in the world, by the way, for bringing William Shatner to me.
Well, we need to thank someone else.
Who else?
It's a privilege to talk to you, Bob. Right. Take care and good luck.
Bye.
I would like to thank Joe Parrington, who throughout the years brought us great celebrities working for Comic-Con and now working in Hollywood. And
he did. No
he
kidding.
He worked super hard to get William Shatner.
All right. Who's going to be at the Spokane IBN Performing Arts Center? That's okay, believe me.
He came, he said,
I wouldn't come on anybody's show if I didn't have something.
He said, I've got Kate Mulgrew. Luciano said, no.
No.
So I got Patrick Stewart.
No.
No.
No, you got my Starship Captain. Thank you.
We almost got Nimoy, too, today.
Yeah, only he's not appearing anywhere near her, which is fine.
Well, Shatner was enough.
Right. Awesome. We have another former news gal from our show. Now, Maura Gallucci is very famous.
That bitch.
Casey is very famous.
That bitch.
Jody is a current news gal.
That bitch.
That sweetheart. And also for a couple of years, I think, I don't know how long she was here, but the sweetest gal, Catherine Kelly, who has gone on to great things, came from a great show, Dwyer and Michaels, and has gone on. And didn't you work for Oprah ever since? And I haven't talked to you in forever. Hi, Catherine Kelly.
Hello, good morning.
Hi.
I still work for Oprah.
You still work for Oprah Winfrey?
That bitch.
And well, you and Catherine, Jody, would be kindred spirits.
Catherine cannot, by the way, you are kind of kindred spirits.
Yeah.
Catherine cannot agree with that bitch at this point.
No, I'm contractually not allowed to say that.
You don't say that around Oprah more than once. Hey, Catherine, so what do you do for Oprah?
I run the radio division.
Wow.
Yeah, you didn't even know she had one, did you?
Well, no, I know she's
doing a good job with that.
No, she's got a channel on satellite radio I know of.
I know.
Does she also syndicate to terrestrial radio?
No, we are not on terrestrial radio. We are just strictly Sirius XM.
Yeah, my wife tunes that in once in a while. So what's on it?
Right now, it is classic episodes of The Oprah Winfrey Show.
Oh, right. You know what? I was riding around in the car with Lisa once. listening to Oprah Winfrey, and I was thinking,
that bitch.
How is she on my radio? So, but those are evergreen because men will always suck, and she will always need to point it
out. Isn't that amazing?
Exactly.
Great business.
I'm glad you finally came around to that.
Oh, yeah. So, well, congratulations to you. You are you were here, by the way, when I was encased in that block of ice, I believe.
Was it the block of ice?
Or was it the concrete? The cement concrete thing. We were talking about that the other day.
Yeah, I still have scars from that. Mm.
Yeah?
did you
pour the concrete?
No, when we were chipping you out, there was a wipeout in the parking lot. But I called to say congratulations to you. I called to say that through this crazy path of radio that you've been on, and those of us that got to be a part of your world for however long or however short, that you made a difference in all of our lives. At least you did for me. I don't think that I would be where I am today had it not been for the time that I spent.
I do not had this good sense to leave this show.
Speaking of where you are today, is Oprah hiring?
Because Joe needs a job.
Joe's going to be the first male giggle sidekick. There's going to be downtown Joe.
You
Hey, doesn't Catherine have an absolutely beautiful voice? Isn't she just wonderful to listen to?
She does. I was just thinking that.
Yeah, you really sound great.
Do I owe you money or something, Bob?
No, you do. Are you not broadcasting yourself?
I am not. I am no longer on the air.
Mm. Well, if you need someone, Joe, it's better to get someone else.
Done.
Yeah. All right.
If you're looking for voice work, let me know. Right. But congratulations, Bob, and tell Lisa and the boys and everybody and your new grandbaby when that baby gets here.
Thank you. And I heard, Catherine, that you are getting married. Is that true?
I am in 2 weeks.
Congratulations.
Wow. Yeah.
And what kind of a guy are we talking here?
Well, a good Irish boy, one my mom always warned me about.
Mm.
Lucky man. He's a lucky man.
Spike is giving a knowing look. All right.
He's a very lucky
Eric is telling me we haven't taken a break in 6 hours, so we want to thank our lovely sponsors for being patient, and we'll be right back.
The Bob Rivers Show on 95.7 JR.
With millions of songs, thousands of stations on one free app, iHeartRadio is...
Easy.
Can't quite think of the perfect word, but you'll like the new version of iHeartRadio. Improved search features to find the stations and music you love. Lots of recommendations, too, including stations perfect for whatever mood or activity. Oh, how to describe it, though? Well, download the latest version of the iHeartRadio app or listen online at iHeartRadio.com.
Hey, Spike O'Neill here. Tomorrow morning at 10 o'clock, if you want to come up and say hi and say thank you, or just come up and punch me in the nose because I've earned it, come to Emerald City Harley-Davidson because tomorrow they're going to let me sell Harley-Davidsons. I swear, I used to sell things for a living, and I think I can still do it. But if I can't, you're going to clean up. There's going to be some great deals flying out the door. Emerald City Harley-Davidson tomorrow morning at 10 o'clock. That's at Highway 99 and 188th in Linwood.
Get 10% off your dream kitchen right now at Arnold's Appliance. Come into Arnold's and receive a Bosch Visa prepaid card for a 10% rebate with the purchase of a kitchen package including 3 or more eligible Bosch Plus Series kitchen appliances. The more you buy, the more you save.
Pro Golf Discount 37th Anniversary Sale is going on now. Need new golf gear? Then you gotta go to Pro, where you'll find great deals on top name brand clubs, bags, shoes, balls, clothing, and accessories. Now is the time to update your golf wardrobe. Get a new bag, a new pair of shoes, or maybe a rangefinder. And nearly every club in our stores is on sale. Get free club fitting from our master club fitters on our state-of-the-art launch monitors. Plus, you receive 125% trade-in value on your old clubs. Only at Pro Golf Discount.
Partly sunny skies early on today, but very sunny later. Highs will be in the 70s in Seattle. A little cooler up north and a little warmer south Saturday and Sunday. Temperatures in the 80s to near 90 degrees on Sunday and Monday for Seattle. I'm Stephen Kilbreath in the King 5 Weather Center.
This report is brought to you by LaCroix Sparkling Water. Find LaCroix at your favorite grocer or natural store, or pick up a variety pack at Costco and save $2 now through August 31st. Calorie sweetener and sodium free with nothing artificial. Get your LaCroix Sparkling today.
How do months of overcast skies suddenly explode into a magical warm summer? How is it possible that a place known as Rain City can turn into a balmy bliss? Easy. Mariners baseball. It's no coincidence the Puget Sound warms up while Mike Zunino and Kyle Seager are launching bombs. Robinson Cano is driving lasers into the gap. And King Felix is delivering heat.
Count them up. 10 strikeouts for the King tonight at Safeco Field.
Baseball makes Seattle hot. It's scientifically proven by some scientist somewhere. So the next time Fernando Rodney throws a heater past an opposing hitter, say thanks, boys. Thanks for making Seattle hot this summer. Mariners baseball. True to the blue.
The Mariners-White Sox series continues tonight at 7:10. Then tomorrow, be on hand as we induct the man who led the Mariners to 840 wins and three division championships into the Mariners Hall of Fame. It's Lou Piniella Hall of Fame night. Arrive early for a special pregame ceremony at 5:30. Plus, the first 20,000 fans take home a sweet Lou bobblehead. Tickets at Mariners.com.
Sarah! Sarah, open up!
What?
Coit's having a sale 40% off.
No way!
Not 20, not 30.
40% off?
Yeah, any service. I'll go next door. Okay. You go in the other direction.
Yeah, got it.
Coit's having a huge sale, everybody. 40% off every cleaning service. Carpets, upholstery, area rugs, draperies, tile and grout, natural stone, air ducts.
What are you yelling about?
Coit's having a 40% off sale.
40%?
Yes!
Oh, yeah, you go tell Phil. I'll tell everybody across the street.
Okay.
Mrs. Martin!
Phil! Phil! Coit's having a sale 40% off every cleaning service.
What are you yelling for?
Coit!
Yeah, I heard you. 40% off.
Any service.
Any service. Why didn't you just call?
I gotta sit down.
Right now, call 1-800-4-COIT and get 40% off carpet, upholstery, area rug, drapery, tile and grout, natural stone, and air duct cleaning. But COIT's 40% off sale ends soon, so call 1-800-FORCOIT or go to COIT.com.
People you trust, trust COIT.
Discounts do not apply to service charges.
Mayhem is everywhere.
I'm your parking brake. As relationships go, I've really got the tougher end of this bargain. You park, and I hold 4,000 pounds of car in place on a steep incline. But hey, it's worked for us. Until now. You park for the night, and a few hours later I find I just can't hold on any longer. And unlike a rolling stone, your car gathers many dents. And if you've got cut-rate insurance, it's your repair bill that could be steep. So get Allstate, where agents help protect you from mayhem, like me.
Every Allstate policy comes with an Allstate agent you can trust to help you get the protection you need. For a free quote in English or Korean, call Puyallup Allstate agent Mark Jacobson today at 253-864-6169. Feature is optional, subject to terms, conditions, and availability. Savings vary. Allstate Fire and Casualty Insurance Company, Northbrook, Illinois.
Are you in good hands?
Dad, I got straight A's.
This is nonsense.
But
sorry, son. I'm just frustrated. I should have switched to ShareBuilder from my online investing because my current brokerage keeps giving me high fees, constant investo babble, and a complex website with gobbledygook. I just can't take them.
Gobbledygook? Glad that wasn't on my spelling test.
Switch to ShareBuilder by Capital One. We clear the clutter, cut the jargon, and keep trade prices low so you can feel confident when making your investing decisions. Visit ShareBuilder.com/invest today.
Securities products are offered by Capital One ShareBuilder, Inc., a registered broker-dealer and member FINRA, SIPC.
You know, it's embarrassing enough to have a single car oops kind of accident, right? I mean, the last thing you then want to have to do is go all around town gathering up estimates, trying to figure out who's going to fix your car right away. You know, I had one of those experiences recently, and Jordan Valley Auto Body Repair on West Sunshine repaired and replaced every little reminder of that embarrassing moment. Let Jordan Valley Auto Body Repair erase your next mistake. You can see other testimonials and all their great services at JordanValleyABR.com.
Kayak Point Golf is now offering $20 green fees every Wednesday. Check out Kayak Point at GolfKayak.com.
Hey folks, Richard from Seattle drives all the way from Seattle to Toyota Puyallup, and his family's been buying vehicles from them since 1987. So he has Lisa and I beat by not that long, just a couple of years. He says that they've always been upfront and honest and friendly and helpful. I would agree. They have more than 500 new cars, trucks, SUVs, and hybrids to choose from at Toyota Puyallup because they have an 8-acre ginormous lot. And they have the friendly salespeople, some of who have been there since 1987 or even longer. Plus, free trade appraisals, whether you buy a vehicle or not, and no pressure. In fact, just kindness before, during, and after the sale. Toyota Puyallup, 3,500 positive online reviews. People drive to Toyota Puyallup from everywhere because they're fantastic. Take it from me. Stop by, say hello. Toyota Puyallup. You just get more. Check them out online at toyotaofpuyallup.com.
This report is brought to you by Snoqualmie Casino.
From the Western Washington Honda Dealers Traffic Center, sounds like we have two stalled semis that we're working with. I-5 northbound, one's at South Dearborn Street and one's at the West Seattle Bridge in different lanes. So watch out for some slow traffic as you make your way I-5 northbound into the downtown area. Other than that, we're seeing some crowding still southbound 405 from 522 all the way down to 520.
just minutes from Seattle, is a place that will surprise and captivate you, where the air seems to change, and with it, so do the possibilities. Snoqualmie Casino is Seattle's closest casino, just off I-90 at exit 27. See Deep Purple, Sunday, August 10th. For tickets and information, go to snocasino.com.
Listen to the best Bob Rivers shows before it's too late. Then, at 10 a.m. This is 95.7 KJR FM and HD1 Seattle, an iHeart radio station.
95.7 KJR, good morning. I just got something in my eye.
Okay.
Hang on a second.
Okay, who had the pool?
For a second.
First one that cried loses all, right? You're out.
I think he actually has something real in his
eyes. I don't buy you buying that?
Yeah, it's one of those daily contact lens things. I won't be able to read anything.
That's fine.
But it's fine. You know what? I had glasses and I hated the way I looked with glasses. And so I got these daily contact lenses so that I could. Oh, my. Look at that. Anyway, yeah, this is all very fuzzy. Welcome back, everybody. It's 8:27. Luciana has spares.
Good.
So next break, I'll be able to put that back in.
Perfect.
I just went into the Carter Subaru Live Theater. Quick thank you to Carter Subaru, because this live theater is one of the state-of-the-art, amazing stages you can see anywhere in the world where you can see live bands on the radio. And we have some special guests that are getting ready to perform for you. On the line is Curtis. Curtis from Bellevue. Say hi, Curtis.
Good morning.
How are you doing?
Excellent. I just wanted to say, if you're hiking and you have a torn meniscus, there's no reason to check for bears before entering a huckleberry.
Huckleberries.
Well done.
Actually, there's a bigger reason, right? Because they'll
kill you.
Be able to run. Yeah,
yeah, they'll maim you.
Thank you.
Maybe
I like the sentence. It was very. Are you a hiker, Curtis?
I have been up Rattlesnake Ridge a number of times. It's an absolutely wonderful hike, but it is getting pretty worn.
Yes, it is.
Yeah, a lot of people are hiking it now.
When I'm hiking up Rattlesnake now, I feel like I'm in that Disney ride, It's a Small World After All, because I see people from every nation.
It's like they're trucking the tourists in,
truly. I think it might be on the cruise ship excursion list. I wonder if that's the case.
It is.
Is it really?
Yep.
Rattlesnake?
Because
there's all these people with cameras. I'm not going to mention their nationality.
Why?
And then there's all these people who are Middle Eastern, and there's all these people who are Indian and Chinese. And seriously, people from all over the world. It's like that. And I like it because this is one of the most beautiful parts of the world, and I don't have to take a cruise ship to get here.
It is annoying, though, because that's the one that you like. But
it
I
is.
Could see
yeah.
why people go there, because there's all that easy parking, and it's super easy to find. Just one turn off the highway and you're there.
Hey, are you going to help out with the hike-a-thon for the Washington Trails Association? I only got another 90 minutes to mention that, Curtis. Can you?
Absolutely.
All right. If you do this, just go to our website, bobrivers.com, which will be operating after 10 a.m., or go to 957kjr.com. And if you donate at least $40, you get a membership in the Washington Trails Association, you get their magazine, and you've helped out a lot with the August Hike-a-thon. If you want to do, I slapped $500 on to start my hike-a-thon. If you slap that much on, I'm going to invite you on the hike, and we'll see how many listeners we can get to climb a mountain. Caveat, you may have to carry me down. It may seem like a good idea today when everybody likes me,
no.
But not so much soon. Oh, here's your prize from Eric.
All right, Curtis, you have a pair of tickets to see Tim Allen at the Emerald Queen Casino Saturday, October 18th at 8:30 p.m. Go to emeraldqueen.com for your tickets.
We also have Jed on the phone. Jed and Puyallup, welcome to the Bob Rivers Show. We're going to say hi to a bunch of listeners in this next 90 minutes, by the way, so get ready for that, and we're going to have some musical guests as well. Jed, hi.
Hey, good morning, Bob, and good morning the rest of the crew. You know, Bob, I've met you once, and once I tell you when I met you, you'll realize it. But my father bought your 40, I think it was a 47 Ford that you had for sale.
I remember this. I thought it would be cool to have an old antique classic car. What I failed to realize is that I knew nothing about cars, and me adopting a car would be like someone who shouldn't adopt a pet adopting a pet.
And yet they do, don't they?
And yet they do. Mm-hmm. So.
Yes.
Thankfully, I couldn't kill the car.
That's why there are boa constrictors in the Everglades.
Yeah. So, but your dad bought it. I remember him very well.
Yes, and he was an avid listener, and you know, he used to work in Seattle, and we lived in Puyallup, and
he would love his commute, no matter how much traffic, because that was that much more time he got to listen to you. Unfortunately, my father passed away July 2nd due to a motorcycle accident. And I'll tell you, I've always been a country listener. And I listened to your show, and I got hooked. And I can tell you, I don't like this new country crap that they have on the radio. So KJR is now my number one preset. And unfortunately, I got hooked right as you're retiring. But it's been probably about 6 months, and I just have to say you're amazing. You don't realize, I think, the amount of memories that you provided for my father and I. Now that he's no longer here, I'm cherishing those memories, and I just wanted to say thank you.
And I remember him so well. And this was just in July. I'm so sad for you. First off, I feel terrible because losing your dad is something that sinks in for a very long time. But I also know from losing mine that all those lessons he told you that you weren't interested in all of a sudden become very interesting for the rest of your life.
And they do.
Yeah. So I'm just my heart goes out to you.
And I appreciate that. And I hope you enjoy whatever adventures you take on. And I know that there's a lot of listeners that are going to miss you. But as anything goes on, we're going to cherish the memories that you've created for us.
Thank you, Jed. Thank you very much.
That's nice.
Very sweet. 8:32. We have something special coming up. Oh, boy.
Do you need somebody to read those papers?
No, I'm actually adjusted a little bit.
Okay.
All right, we have in the Carter Subaru Live Theater. I want to just bring it up and see if we hear anybody. They're in there now. Hello, who's in the Carter Subaru Live Theater?
Sounds like plenty of people.
The listeners have been going in there. Pedro, would you grab a microphone and say hi to us from there? I just want to get you guys a little, in touch with the warm-up. By the way, if there are any listeners that want to call and say thanks, you do not have to be a Starship captain. Anybody who wants to call can call in the next 90 minutes. I can't promise we'll get to you. I know it'll be impossible, and you might have to hang on for a while. But feel free to call 877-901-0957. Also, if you have odd jobs that need doing that you think...
Dr. Freud!
Available next week.
Right. If you have odd jobs that need doing that you think Joe might be qualified for, like you want to sell a house, you're going to get your real estate license going.
I think you might need Jody for that one.
Yeah. If you need a Spike for... if windows need breaking into or something that you
figure East Coast guy
with a suit on might know a thug or two.
If someone owes you money and you need me to go along with you, give us a call.
He does look crazy in his suit.
Look different in the suit.
You look crazy.
Anything that you need, you can give us a call right now. The number is 877-901-0957. I'm getting the 50-second mark warning that Evening Magazine, King 5, is going to go and do a live shot from here. And we have something very unusual in the studio today, and I didn't even realize this. How long have I been on the radio?
43 years.
Actually, 50 some odd years if you count my grandpa putting me on the radio when I was 6. 52. And I've been married to my lovely wife, Lisa, for 33 plus years.
Don't mess that up.
And so I figured, why not invite someone to the show who's completely unimpressed with anything I've ever done?
It was a short list. It was a short list of people.
Right. And are we going live? Are we live on television right now? Okay, Lisa, come over here with me. Lisa and I have an announcement to make that I think will surprise you.
Okay.
First off, what a thrill to be on the radio in Seattle for 25 years, the greatest community in the world to raise a family in, the greatest people, the greatest spirit of compassion and giving, such open-mindedness, and some of the best minds in the world, Microsoft, biotech, Boeing. But all of that matters not at all to me too much this morning, because yesterday Lisa and I got a call that Keith and Leanne were on their way into the hospital, and that on the very last day of our program, we have a brand new listener.
Wow.
Holy.
All right.
Her name is Hazel Rivers.
It's
and Lisa is wearing pink. And Hazel is less than 1 day old. She was not due till next week, but she knows the value of this program. She knows.
Yeah.
She knows that this will be the only time to hear her grandpa. And she is actually listening from Swedish right now. And Leanne loves white roses. I should mention that.
Last name Rivers?
Leanne Rivers.
Okay.
She likes white roses.
Oh,
so,
my gosh.
There it is. There's the beautiful grandchild that I have looked forward to.
There's the girl that broke up our show right there. There she is. That's the one.
You know.
Hi, Yoko. Yoko Rivers, lovely little thing that she is today. No musical talent whatsoever.
You do know that's kind of true, because you know me.
I know you, buddy.
And there's nobody I know with greater family values and more love for children, his children, than Spike. And yes, I will have time for Hazel.
That's the luckiest girl in the world.
Isn't she amazing? And by the way, Keith and Leanne think Hazel is a brand new name that people are just finding.
Hot new name, trust me.
Yeah, my aunt Hazel.
TV Land.
I got an aunt named Hazel in Atlanta.
Brand new name.
They just made it up.
So there's a picture of Hazel with me, and here's one with me and Lisa. We'll be posting that online. Ladies and gentlemen, our youngest listener, perhaps with this new young demo, we could relaunch the show.
Listen at 10 o'clock this morning. It's all lullabies all the time.
Thank you all. What a fantastic 25 years. When we come back, live music from the Carter Subaru Live Theater.
You're listening to the Bob Rivers Show on 95.7 KJR.
Partly sunny skies early on today, but very sunny later. Highs will be in the 70s in Seattle. A little cooler up north and a little warmer south Saturday and Sunday. Temperatures in the 80s to near 90 degrees on Sunday and Monday for Seattle. I'm Stephen Kilbreath in the King 5 Weather Center.
This report is brought to you by 7-Eleven. It's Fully Loaded Fridays at 7-Eleven. Come in every Friday through August 22nd and get a free refreshing Pepsi Cola made with real sugar when you buy Doritos Loaded, the nacho cheese snack for the bold. Offer valid only with mobile coupon when you download the 7-Eleven app.
Hey, folks. Spike O'Neill here for Sleep Country USA. I know. The Triple Choice sale is on right now, but it will end on Sunday. For all the stuff we've gotten to do over the years, bringing the word of different sponsors to you is really important to us. And Sleep Country USA, when I met Dale, the owner, a few years back when we got in a relationship with Sleep Country USA, I was impressed by this guy's method of doing business, because he puts the customer first. And what they do, every Sleep Country USA, they guarantee you some things. First of all, they guarantee a comfort, the best night's sleep, the right bed for you. They guarantee it. If you're not getting the sleep you need, bring the mattress back for the right one. Probably 100 days after you buy it. And Sleep Country USA guarantees you the very best price. Are we on? All right. Sleep Country USA. They guarantee best price. They guarantee best night's sleep. And 80 stores in Puget Sound area. It's a little choppy around here today. But you know what? Tonight, I'm going to sleep like a baby. Sleep Country USA, the Triple Choice sale on now. It ends on Sunday. Don't waste your time. Sleep Country USA, why buy a mattress anywhere else?
Deep Purple is coming to Seattle's closest casino. Snoqualmie Casino's summer concert series welcomes 1975's loudest band, Deep Purple, on Sunday, August 10th. Witness the beginning of hard rock at the Mountain View Plaza, just minutes from Seattle. Crescent Club members have early access to tickets and discounts. Become a member and take your above it all to the next level. Visit snowcasino.com for tickets. Snoqualmie Casino, above it all.
Attention appliance shoppers. Celebrate summer with Albert Lee Appliance during our Seafair sale, August 9th and 10th. Sizzling hot store-wide deals on the largest selection of major brand appliances in the Northwest. Sale pricing celebrated at all five locations in Seattle, South Center, Linwood, Bellevue, and Tacoma. Don't miss out on the largest appliance sale of the summer. The Albert Lee Appliance Seafair sale, August 9th and 10th. Log on to albertleeappliance.com for details. Albert Lee Appliance, celebrating 75 years strong.
This weekend at Guitar Center, to celebrate our 50th anniversary, we're offering incredible savings in every department. Like Atlantic High Concert Ukulele for just $59. Sheet music stands for $19. A custom personal PA system or an HDMI karaoke player, your choice, just $69. Plus, enter for your chance to win a VIP trip for two to see Slash, featuring Miles Kennedy and the Conspirators, live on the Sunset Strip in Hollywood. It's Guitar Center's 50th anniversary. In store and at guitarcenter.com.
Pro Golf Discount 37th Anniversary Sale is going on now. Need new golf gear? Then you gotta go to Pro, where you'll find great deals on top name brand clubs, bags, shoes, balls, clothing, and accessories. Now is the time to update your golf wardrobe. Get a new bag, a new pair of shoes, or maybe a rangefinder. And nearly every club in our stores is on sale. Get free club fitting from our master club fitters on our state-of-the-art launch monitors. Plus, you'll receive 125% trade-in value on your old clubs, only at Pro Golf Discount.
I just got back from the furniture show, and I feasted when I should have fasted, and now we're overstocked.
Don't miss the summer clearance sale at Don Willis Furniture. Save from up to 30 to 60% on selected furniture for every room in your home, outdoor too.
IHOP is bringing a world of flavor to scrambled eggs. Introducing World Scrambles.
I can't wait to dig in.
You'll love our Tuscan Scramble with roasted red peppers and shaved Parmesan.
These are not your everyday eggs.
The Californian Scramble with fresh avocado.
I love the avocado.
And the All-American Bacon with white cheddar and crispy hickory smoked bacon.
I'm all about the bacon. I love bacon.
New World Scrambles made fresh to order. Only at IHOP. Scramble in. They won't be here long. IHOP. Everything you love about breakfast. For a limited time at participating restaurants.
The Emerald Queen Casino. Welcome Saturday, August 16th. America's top stand-up comedian. There's only one Sinbad.
And back then, candy was candy. Wasn't no gum in the middle of a jawbreaker. It was a rock with some candy around it.
Tickets for Sinbad now at Ticketmaster or the Emerald Queen Casino.
Once you have kids, they make you lose your mind.
A night of big laughs. Spend it with Sinbad. Saturday, August 16th. Exclusively at the Emerald Queen Casino, the entertainment capital of the Northwest.
It's Macy's Super Saturday Sale with all-day specials Friday and Saturday. Get half-carat rose-cut diamond hoops, only $59.99. Men's clearance sportswear, just $9.99. Clearance tees and shorts for kids, now only $4.99. And all 8-piece bed ensembles from Fairfield Square Collection, $39.99. Plus, now you can buy online and pick up in-store the same day. Macy's Super Saturday Sale. Savings off regular sale and clearance prices. Exclusions apply.
Looking to get away from the mall? Enjoy some wine while shopping. Then mark down Saturday, August 16th for the Taste of Maine in historic Old Bellevue. Take a stroll down historic Main Street, sampling fine cuisine, wines, and spirits while enjoying live entertainment, merchant specials, and fun giveaways. All ages are welcome, with the proceeds going to the Detlef Shrimp Foundation in support of the Boys and Girls Club of Bellevue. It's August 16th at Old Main in Bellevue. Tickets available at tasteofmainebellevue.com.
All of the best games, restaurants, and shows are at Little Creek Casino Resort. Montgomery Gentry, Sunday, August 24th. You know you make me wanna the Isley Brothers, Sunday, September 21st. And Boz Skaggs, Sunday, October 12th. For tickets and information, call the box office at 800-667-7711 or visit little-creek.com.
KeyBank brings you hassle-free ways to save.
Lucy from Seattle writes, I'm the coupon queen. Buying bottles of sunscreen in November makes sense. And dollars. Lucy, if the sunscreen expires by the time you need it, it'll just be expensive lotion. Here's how to really save.
Introducing the KeyBank hassle-free account. A checklist account with many payment options and no monthly fees. Plus, with direct deposit, get a $150 gift. Get full offer details at key.com/150 or visit a KeyBank branch. Member FDIC.
30-10 Weight Loss for Life has offices in Silverdale, Kent, Everett, and Bellevue. Bellevue is where I like to go in once a week. When I walked in 4 months ago, I weighed about 277 pounds. On my 6-foot frame, that made me feel like a 72-year-old man. I was literally abusing my knees and my back and most of the major organs of my body. They put me on a program where I go in every single week and I weigh and I listen to a tape that gives me a positive reaffirmation of how to look at food in a different way. They give me my meals for the week, some meal replacement products that are very tasty and always very satisfying. And over the course of these little over 4 months, I've lost 50 pounds. But I've got some more way to go. I've got some more work to do. And they'll get me to exactly where my body needs to be. They assess where you're at and they tell you where you will be your healthiest. They put a plan in place to get you there. And then when you get there, they find what you need to do to stay there for life. They're with you for life. 855-843-3010 is the phone number or the website. Check them out, 3010weightlossforlife.com.
This report is brought to you by Bank of America.
From the Western Washington Honda Dealers Traffic Center, it looks like we did have two stalled semis northbound I-5, one at Dearborn, one at the West Seattle Bridge. Both have been cleared out of the way. Things are slow, though, from just after the Michigan curve. I-5 southbound, a little crowded approaching 5, but really that Everett to Seattle drive looking great. For the most part, it's a speed limit drive, just slowing down after 522.
Get the Bank AmeriCard Cash Rewards credit card and earn more cash back for the things you buy most. All with no hoops to jump through, no rotating categories, and no expiration on rewards. To find out how to get more cash back for the things you buy most, visit bankofamerica.com/getcashback.
We're back to the Bob Rivers Show on 95.7 KJR, powered by the Carter Subaru Live Theater.
95.7 KJR, Lucroy's in the studio. Everybody is wearing a Bob Rivers mask. Okay, you guys
this
are frightening.
My worst nightmare.
Oh.
This explains a lot right here, this moment right here. This is
my worst nightmare is to be in your worst nightmare. Yeah. Spike, hi. By the way, congratulations. I just heard that commercial, and you're just kicking butt and doing so great.
No, congratulations to you, Grandpa. Mm. That is the luckiest girl on the face of the earth.
Oh.
I'm telling you, man. You never cease to amaze and surprise me.
I didn't do nothing.
You did. You really did. You raised a young man who.
But the baby was due next week.
I know, and you slipped her all that castor oil.
Something happened.
It seems like nothing, but it really is a big deal. Man.
Wow!
Congratulations.
Can you believe how freaked out I was? I get a text. By the way, I weird out at the things we now do by text.
Mm-hmm.
I get a text. We're on our way to the hospital, and I called as well. But there was a whole thing where we were not going to find out whether it was a boy or a girl because Keith and Leanne wanted to do something old-fashioned.
Right.
And they honestly, truly didn't know. Jody knew it was a girl. I kind of knew it was a girl.
Did you?
Well, yeah. It's the karmatic edge.
The universe.
Got for,
okay. Yeah. First off, the universe, I already had two boys. We were discussing this. I know kind of what to do with boys, like camping, fishing, girls. Ah.
You know. Better get used to tutus and dollies.
Yeah,
we don't
man,
like
are
to
you,
go outside.
You better like tea parties and so, dress ups.
Uh-huh. Remember what I was saying earlier about if I'm afraid of something, I should probably learn how to do it?
Uh-huh.
Learning to fly was nothing compared to the challenge of having a girl as a granddaughter.
Hopefully
even.
She'll speak English, but you never know.
And she probably
maybe you'll be able to have something in common with her, but probably not.
Yeah.
Es casa es muy bueno. Say with me.
So anyway, but there's another thing about that. So Keith texts and says, we're on our way to the hospital. I'm like, oh, my God. At first, I thought, well, I have to go to sleep early tonight. Well, screw that. We didn't get home till late, by the way. But I could do one more day with hardly any sleep. Why not? But then Lisa and I were going to wait to find out what it was. And I had to do something. And remember I told you that Lisa got out there and she was mowing the lawn yesterday? I'm like, why are you mowing the lawn? That's what she had to do.
All right.
She had to... Hi, honey. Are you here?
Hi, honey.
Yeah. She's never been in... I couldn't believe this, but she's like Vera on Cheers. She's never been in the studio while I'm doing a show, have you?
Never in my life.
Never in her life.
She exists in the obscure.
Norm, Vera, where's Vera? She
it's
never came
good.
To Cheers. Remember that? This is really the only time you've been on the phone.
Phone, yes. Never here.
In the studio.
Driving in.
Oh.
Parking.
It's for the birds.
Taking the elevator up. Yeah. No,
very
never.
Annoying, all of it, especially
all
that elevator.
All foreign.
Did they let you in? Were you on the guest list?
Oh, they were so sweet.
I love you so much, by the
I
way.
I love you so
I,
much.
I know we're going to have a granddaughter to be with, but I also am going to be with you.
All the time,
really,
Lisa.
Really,
constantly.
What am I gonna? Wait a minute. You know what? There's new rules in the house now.
Uh
oh.
Oh,
good for you. Good for you.
What are my new rules?
For the show.
Did Bill Maher write these for you?
No.
Did my son write them? I hope not.
No, okay. No. There's things you're gonna learn about your house
okay.
that you never knew.
Like?
And just you'll find them. Don't worry. We're gonna go on a little walk later.
Wow.
I get a tour of my house. This is what I have to look forward to. I'll be back Monday morning. We're not going to talk to you.
And I have a map pinned up in a room, and I have all these destinations on it.
That we're going to go to.
Yeah, like remember all those times we were going, oh, we'll go back there later?
Yeah.
Guess what?
We're going there.
It's later.
Okay. Shall I quit the band?
Because
it sounds like I'm not going to have any time.
Over there in that bag, I brought you something, and some new things you're going to have to learn to do.
Oh, man.
Ooh.
It is just a flipping birthday
by
bash
way,
for you, man.
I had paint
She's going to make me miss working for somebody, by the way. Okay, so what do we have?
Oh, you're going to be working for somebody.
In the car.
Yeah.
What's this?
Hey, batteries.
That's, for the little girl in your life. She's going to
it's a little pink
learn
microphone.
How to
get your
talk.
Money by the gutter. It's a child's
it's
toy.
It's a little pink it's a microphone.
It's a child's toy. Oh, my God.
It's got batteries, and you turn it on.
It's right. A child's toy.
Huggies. I love this.
Wipies.
Wipies.
Yeah. You guys can share those.
As we get older, we're going to need them as much as Hazel does.
Share. I know you can use those.
Oh, a diaper.
Yes. Actually, that is Keith's diaper. I've been using it to play, to polish the piano all these years, 30 years later, but... I figured, you know what? But I brought you the real easy ones as well.
All right. And then this is what I want.
Yeah, there you go.
Disposable things that go in a landfill.
Are those grandpa size? Because you'll need those too soon.
Yeah. Honest diapers. Why are they honest? They're premium, eco-friendly?
Oh, that's Jessica Alba's company. They make all the good stuff.
Yeah.
So they're honest diapers because they're not so bad for the environment.
Right. Right. And for the baby.
All right, honey. This is going to be so much fun. Were you blown away? Yeah. So yesterday, the baby's coming, right? And she's mowing the lawn. And I'm out picking blueberries. And I'm picking. And we keep checking our text message. And Keith texts, it's a ...
What an a-hole.
I know.
Seriously.
Really?
Oh, my battery died.
Oh,
damn it.
Man.
He texts, it's a ... followed by baby. and he said, you have to come to meet your grandchild at 7:30 tonight.
Oh, look at him.
That's so awesome. We did the whole, we walk in and we get to the hospital and I'm not sure which building. So I walk in a building and this lady in the parking garage looks at me and I said, we're looking for maternity. And she said, oh, you're in the building for replacement hips and knees where old people go.
Well, I might as well stay here for
okay,
a while.
Yeah, let's go here first. And so we went next door to maternity and we walked in and Lisa spotted it first. The little pink cap. And there was Hazel.
Girl.
Hazel, by
you
the way.
You did this to yourself.
Yeah.
You know.
Oh, I thoroughly knew it was a girl.
You're going to love
it. I mean,
it.
I was a grandson and that was fantastic. But now I get to learn new things.
Girls are adorable.
They are very,
very
adorable.
Sweet.
I hope she likes to hike someday. And...
She's not going to. Girls just sit.
We'll see. So anyway, that's that. That's very exciting. Now, to the Carter Subaru Live Theater we go. Some very special friends of the show are hanging out with Downtown Joe. I understand that Lee Oscar is in there. Give it up for Lee Oscar.
All right.
John Hotchkin, who is a tremendous blues performer who's been on stage with Spike and the Impalers, and I thought of him because I thought, well, who could we get together to have a wonderful jam session today? And John, is your guitar player Pat there?
Pat McFarlane.
Pat McFarlane, love you, Pat. And then who else do we have on bass?
Jim Roscosi on the bass.
All right.
We have a mystery drummer here.
A mystery drummer.
Yeah, and I'm sorry I couldn't find a drummer for you, so we got Pedro.
Oh, that'll do.
That'll do.
All right, and you guys, you want to play a little something for us? Take us into the break. From the Carter Subaru Live Theater, some of our favorite musical guests.
Well, standing on the corner with a nickel and a key. Trying to find someone to come and go with me. You know I'm trying to make a living. Well, I'm trying to make a living. Well, I'm trying to make a living. Doing the best I can do. I'm gonna pawn my coat. I'm gonna pawn my shoes. I'm gonna pawn my clothes that have never been used. I'm gonna pawn my watch. I'm gonna pawn my ring. Trying to tell you people gonna pawn everything. Well, I'm trying to make a living. Well, I'm trying to make a living. Well, I'm trying to make a living. The best I can do. Well, all right. We'll be right back.
gonna pawn my clothes that have never been used. I'm gonna pawn my watch. I'm gonna pawn my ring. I'm trying to tell you people, gonna pawn everything. But I'm trying to make a living. Oh, I'm trying to make a living. Well, I'm trying to make a living, doing the best I can do. Well, I'm trying to make a living. Yes, I'm trying to make a living. Well, I'm trying to make a living. You know, baby, I am. You know, I'm trying to make a living. Well, I'm trying to make a living, doing the best I can do. Can do, yeah. Here's my paycheck, baby.
Woo! Wow. Yeah. Whoa.
Yeah. You feeling all right?
That's awesome.
Happy Bobula. Happy
Thank you
Bob.
So much. Hey, my dearest friend, Lee Oscar. Lee, come up to the microphone. It is so great to have you in the studio today, my friend.
Hey.
All right. He's far away from the mic.
Well, I'm right here, Bob.
All right. Hey, thank you so much, Lee. We absolutely just love hearing you. Thank you for being here. We're going to get you in the studio before the end of the show. We're going to say hi to a number of listeners. We have Norm from Car Toys is right here. Norm, quick, just lean down, say hello. We've worked together for so many years with Car Toys.
Hello.
Love having you guys.
Norm. Listen to that bass thank in that you. Voice, you know?
That's a nice voice
your
right there.
Your car's not listening to that kind of bass.
Were yeah. we all going to go Norm at the same time?
Norm!
Now I missed it.
Thank you so much for being here today.
What a pro. Thank you for your support over the years. We all really right. appreciate it.
We also have listeners on the phone. Quickly to say hi to Cheryl is on the phone from Arlington. Cheryl, hello.
Hello, Bob. Hey, I'm just an average listener. I've never had the privilege of meeting you. But I just wanted to take an opportunity to thank you from the bottom of my heart for all that you've given. I tell you, radio will never be the same in Seattle after today. And I just wanted to tell you, music has always been an important part of my life, and it really got me through some really difficult times as a young person in an alcoholic home. And I can remember KGR all the way back to the days when I would listen to KGR AM on my little transistor radio. And I'd fall asleep listening to the soothing music and the DJs, and it was just like a family to me. So I just wanted to thank you for 25 years of just providing that for people. I look forward to hearing more great music with Heart by Heart, who I just love so much. Mm-hmm. I saw you guys at the Stanwood Fair, and I'm looking forward to seeing what the rest of the gang goes on to do. And I just wanted to tell you thank you for all the excellent work you've done for 25 years and congratulations on the baby.
Thank you so much, Cheryl. That's
You're
all
welcome.
Wonderful. I didn't interrupt her once. You noticed
that's amazing.
Good.
Thank you very
not.
Much.
I
don't know what Ron in Mercer on. Island. Ron, go ahead.
Yeah, hey, Bob, again, like she was saying, thanks. But I wanted to point out that you've gotten a lot of crap over the years because of your talking about bees.
Yeah.
And I like food. And bees are important to food, and so you're talking about it made me so aware of the importance of the honeybee to the point now to where I look around to see what the honeybees like in my neighborhood as far as flowers to decide what I'm going to plant so that they have more to, you know.
Well, that is
they have more opportunity to succeed.
That's really cool, Ron, and you're in tune with your environment, which Jody is also a big fan
Ron's
of.
Ron's math, no bees, no food.
And I got to tell you something. Yesterday when Cisco left our studio, Lisa asked for something, and I didn't realize how cool it was at the time. She called, or I think maybe you texted Eric, and you said, have Cisco give us his top 10 flowers. And Cisco wrote a very long email back, which we are going to post at bobrivers.com, with his top 10 flowers. Only he didn't just like name 10 flowers. He talked about how the bees love them in your garden and all of these cool things that are his top 10 flowers. So if you like what Ron said and you want to be friendly in your yard to your environment surrounding you, we'll do that. And Ron, thank you very much. Jill in Seattle, hello.
Hi, Bob.
Hi, Jill.
Hi. First of all, congratulations on your grandbaby. Secondly, I'm going to try to get this out really fast because I would lose that bet about not shedding a tear today. So I'm going to try to say this quickly. 5 to 6 years ago, I had to resign from an incredible job because my family just blew apart. My son entered a really rough time in the beginning of high school, and I knew if our family didn't make changes, I would be answering on my son's behalf in front of a judge or in front of a funeral director, and that was not okay for me as a mom. So we made some incredible changes. My son works so hard, and your show was a big part of that. When he got the help he needed, and we were trying to bond as a family and a mom and a son, and like, you'll learn, it's really hard with the opposite sex trying to find common ground when it's all new to you as a kid or a grandkid. So one of the things I did was I contacted Eric for a backstage pass, and everybody I dealt with on your show and my son dealt with was so incredibly professional. And my son and I hadn't, I thought I was going to lose him. I thought I was going to lose our family. And to be able to go together and enjoy that and connect, I can never explain to you what that did for our family. I've been meaning to write this thank you letter for 5 or 6 years, and every time I try to, I just can't get through it. And I couldn't let you retire without sharing that. Thank you.
Thank you, Jill. Is it okay if I try to make you laugh?
I just want to say one of the things that was so cool is you guys have all, you know, as a team, to be able to have a young kid in formative years hear all of you with differences and different backgrounds, respect each other and respect your guests that come on the show with differences, that is just an incredible life lesson to teach young people. And I think that was the big takeaway that he learned from hearing your team, from your team. Right.
Well, I was going to put it a different way, Jill. I was going to say, for all of you out there, if you have a dysfunctional family, we are like a vaccination for it, because you listen to our dysfunctional family.
Double doses of this, man.
And
could be worse.
It could, you always go, well, this isn't so bad.
There'll be a slight rash at the beginning. But
the fact that you guys were so honest, too, about the struggles you've all had in your background, all of a sudden, you know, my child went from, I really screwed up, to, dang, I can get through this, and these people overcame some tough stuff, and look how awesome and cool they are, and I can do it, too. So I cannot thank you enough. On one hand, I'm so sad we're losing your show. On the other hand, I'm so excited about your future ahead and that this grandbaby is going to have you as a granddad. And I'm going to move on before I totally burst into tears, but congratulations and thank you from the bottom of my heart.
Thank you, Jill.
That's a really nice
phone call.
Yeah.
I'm not going to make anybody follow Jill.
That woman is very screwed up. It's not her fault.
It's not. Jill, thank you so much for your call. Spike, I noticed that my lovely wife Lisa is here, mm-hmm. and your lovely wife Melissa is here.
Of course. This is a pretty special moment in our family's journey. Because, I mean, honey, if you want to, you're more than welcome to say a few words.
Well, she looks like she wants to, Spike.
I know, really.
She has, but look, Jody has when there's a guest in the...
I know women, that's a yes.
I know. Well, I often speak for Melissa, and I find that to be a horrible thing to do, because she's a smart
Two
girl.
Two Cokes, and,
okay,
large fry, and
yeah.
A fish sandwich, please.
The lady will have.
Nothing through a window. Food does not come through a window. Am I right, sweetie? Am I right?
That's correct.
I said this earlier, and people may have not been with us. You are the reason that I met this woman. You are the reason that I do this job, and you are the reason that I have a family. And I just lost $100 for crying on the radio.
It's all right.
You
oh my
son
God.
Of a bitch.
But
you know,
a little bitch.
I know, sweetie. I know.
I think there's going to be new rules in your house, too.
Well, yeah. Melissa wanted me to give you something.
She cries all the time.
I cry at Dove commercials.
Every woman's body is beautiful.
They are.
Jeez.
Melissa wanted me to give you something.
Oh.
But, you know, all these people have given you these wonderful gifts. Your son gave
you... Besides all the pins and your voodoo doll.
Yeah. Which I'll keep because I'll still
Which,
use
by
them.
The way, I've felt them over the years. All those
You're welcome.
There's been something...
textures, I thought it was.
I know how you feel about me. I really do. Because I overheard you tell somebody once. No. But I know there's something about me that you hate.
What is it?
It's this beard.
I've always thought it looked a little Osama bin Laden-ish, but you don't have to get rid of that beard.
Well,
for
Melissa
me.
Wanted me to give you a gift today. And
She wanted you to give me the beard, didn't she?
No. He's handing him scissors.
No.
I'm handing you these scissors.
That's
and
cutting off
for
the
you,
beard.
Today.
I couldn't
just,
do
just
it.
Just take the bottom.
He's not going to cut your damn beard off.
I'll tell you what. I will auction it off for charity.
Yeah, because kids can that 37 cents might make the difference.
He's handing you scissors.
Yeah, I wouldn't do that.
No?
No. No.
I'll do it.
I know.
Yeah.
No, you. No.
Give me the
hold on a second. Unless Melissa secretly wants the beard off. Is this something?
No.
Because it's got to be for you.
No, no.
What?
That's how important
you
are.
Yeah, you want the beard off? Is that what this is?
No.
Oh. Do you want the beard off?
I just wanted to have a better job.
She thinks this may hamper me in job interviews.
Oh.
Holding off the neck tattoos have been getting covered
for the audience. Does that beard make him hard to hire?
Hold on a second. Now the listeners want the beard off.
Yeah. Who wants the beard? How much will they donate to the Washington Trails Association? I always have to have a promotional purpose. If you want me to cut it, I will. After the show.
Yeah, we'll talk.
Okay, we'll talk.
Let's go to commercial.
But I also, I have to say this, because I remember when Melissa met you, and I remember you two falling in love, and I watched as you became a father to Ryan in every sense of the word, and I watched your love story, and I watched as you thought there was no way you were going to have a baby. And much like my grandbaby wasn't due until next Wednesday, the universe made plans for you. Yeah. And I watch what kind of a father you are and what kind of devoted man you are. And I'm envious and I'm inspired by you in that regard. But I also watched a very key thing. If you can pull out those pictures of Bob and Spike when we arrived from Baltimore...
Oh, my God. Yeah. Are you talking about his hair then? Whoa.
When Melissa got a hold of you, first off, you came from a hair place. You worked for, what's his name?
Gene Juarez,
who I met recently on a plane, by the way.
Yeah,
he's a great guy.
Yeah.
When Melissa got a hold of you, she was like, this won't do. Nope. And she made it. And so she, I kind of feel like almost like the $6 million man. She designed you and created this incredible character. And because you are all about character, not just the character that you have inside, but the characters you play. And so she created this. She gave you an image, a public image that was fascinating and entertaining. And I wouldn't change it. I'll cut it off if you want.
I don't know what to say.
I don't know either.
I feel like you should reject it.
I'm not going to cut your beard.
Yeah, I don't think
I'm not going to cut your beard. Lisa, you don't think I should cut Spike's beard, did you?
A little bit.
Yeah.
Why not? It's just hair. It's going to grow back.
No, that stuff doesn't grow.
Irish. I get one hair a year.
I was going to say, for the audience, how long did that take to grow?
This thing has been a work in progress for 12, 15 years, right? 14 years?
Well, it's never going to Dudley.
It's never going to go Dudley Taft, yeah. I won't go full Dudley Taft.
Oh, what I'm hearing here is
we did the best we could.
Melissa, you want the scissors?
I feel like Melissa wants the scissors.
I think if anybody reshapes your image like Lisa's going to do to me, it has to be Melissa.
You're all taking for granted that I still cut his hair, which
you
I don't.
No, when did you stop?
Cutting his hair?
Mm.
When Ryan started working at Rudy's.
Yeah.
That's it.
Friends and family plan at Rudy's.
All right. Well, I love you both. God bless you. Aww. Thank you for being here, Melissa. And we spoke with Joe and Kelly on the air the other day. We're going to take a brief break. We're going to say hi to a couple more listeners, and we're going to bring you more music from the Carter Subaru Live Theater as we enter the final 51 minutes of the Bob River Show. And then at 10 o'clock this morning, the new KJR-FM takes off. Stand by.
It's the Bob Rivers Show on 95.7 KJR.
This report is brought to you by Great Floors.
From the Western Washington Honda Dealers Traffic Center, pretty decent drive right now. Southbound 405, a little bit slow, approaching 522. Also, both directions of 405 through the Kennedale Hill, seeing some light congestion. Nothing too serious now. Northbound I-5, a little slow with the Michigan Curve towards the Convention Center. And over to Seattle is a speed limit drive.
Great design begins with great floors. Through August 15th, save 50 cents a square foot on your new Mirage hardwood floors. See the complete line of beautiful Mirage hardwood flooring at your nearest Great Floors showrooms. Find your neighborhood store at greatfloors.com, where their name says it all.
Okay, kids, tomorrow morning at 10 o'clock, I'll be at Emerald City Harley-Davidson at 188th and Highway 99 in Linwood, because I'm going to be selling Harley-Davidsons for a day. And if it goes well, they may have me back. If it goes poorly, you're going to save a ton of money, because I won't know what I'm doing. Come to Emerald City Harley-Davidson tomorrow morning just to say hi and to see my new shorter beard, Lisa. Go! Okay, thank you.
It's Morgan's Kitchen and Bath's August sale. You'll save up to 40% on top-line products. Groey faucets, cabinetry by Burke, Strasser, and Belmont. Fairmont Vanity Furniture, lighting, and a huge selection of Total toilets on sale. Now's the time for that home improvement project or repair. Big savings on everything you need, in stock or special order. Morgan's Kitchen and Bath August sale through the 23rd. Morgan's Kitchen and Bath in Fremont and Valley.
You know, it's embarrassing enough to have a single car, oops, kind of accident, right? I mean, the last thing you then want to have to do is go all around town gathering up estimates, trying to figure out who's going to fix your car right away. You know, I had one of those experiences recently, and Jordan Valley Auto Body Repair on West Sunshine repaired and replaced every little reminder of that embarrassing moment. Let Jordan Valley Auto Body Repair erase your next mistake. You can see other testimonials and all their great services at JordanValleyABR.com.
Partly sunny skies early on today, but very sunny later. Highs will be in the 70s in Seattle. A little cooler up north and a little warmer south Saturday and Sunday. Temperatures in the 80s to near 90 degrees on Sunday and Monday for Seattle. I'm Stephen Kilbreath in the King 5 Weather Center.
This report is brought to you by Snoqualmie Casino. Just minutes from Seattle is a place that will surprise and captivate you. Where the air seems to change, and with it, so do the possibilities. Snoqualmie Casino is Seattle's closest casino. Just off I-90 at exit 27. See Huey Lewis in the news on August 14th. For tickets and information, go to snowcasino.com.
All of the best games, restaurants, and shows are at Little Creek Casino Resort. Montgomery Gentry, Sunday, August 24th. The Isley Brothers, Sunday, September 21st. And Boz Skaggs, Sunday, October 12th. For tickets and information, call the box office at 800-667-7711 or visit little-creek.com.
Pop quiz. When was the last time you thought about your bed? Better yet, when was the last time your bed thought about you? Answer? Never. Till now. Introducing the smartest bed in the world, the Sleep Number Bed, now with Sleep IQ technology.
Ta-da!
Working with the dual air chambers, the Sleep Number Bed lets you and your partner find your ideal firmness, comfort, and support on both sides, your Sleep Number setting. Sleep IQ technology tracks the quality of your sleep. It knows if you're restless, if you get up in the night, and in the morning, it tells you all about it. Now you have the info you need to sleep better. Try a new bedtime, adjust your Sleep Number setting, nix the late night TV. You'll know what works because Sleep IQ tells you. So smart, it's like sleeping with Einstein without all the awkwardness.
Gute Nacht.
Oh, hey.
The Sleep Number bed now with Sleep IQ technology starting at just $999.98 because everyone deserves to know better sleep. Only at a Sleep Number store. Find us at one of our six stores in the Puget Sound area. For your local store, visit sleepnumber.com. Know better sleep with Sleep Number.
Get 10% off your dream kitchen right now at Arnold's Appliance. Come into Arnold's and receive a Bosch Visa prepaid card for a 10% rebate with the purchase of a kitchen package, including three or more eligible Bosch Plus Series kitchen appliances. The more you buy, the bigger the rebate. See store for all the details. There's just one name to remember, Arnold's. Hurry in, this Bosch appliance offer ends soon. In Bellevue on 132nd between Northeast 20th and Bell Red Road.
Join Ted Brown Music for their anniversary sale at your nearest Ted Brown Music going on now. Take advantage of the summer's lowest prices on all your favorite music gear. Guitars, drums, pro audio, band and orchestra, and more. Acorn electronic drum set, $299. Ibanez acoustic guitar with case, $159. Microphone with cable and stand, only $39.99. For a limited time only, rent or buy an instrument and get free lessons. Visit your nearest Ted Brown Music for details. Don't miss these savings and more at Ted Brown Music, your local family-owned music store for over 83 years.
BECU is great. They actually changed my credit card experience to being a really wonderful, positive, woohoo, look, they just lowered my APR again. Thanks.
Woohoo, Rose H. We're happy you're happy. But to be honest, you did all the work. Because with a BECU Visa card, as your credit with us improves, so can your interest rate.
I love BECU. Thanks for the low interest rate credit card.
The feeling is mutual, Carrie M. And offering great savings through everyday low rates is our way of showing it.
I would stand outside a BECU window with a boombox and play every 80s pop ballad I could think of, I Heart You So Much.
Your comments are music to our ears, James E. Share the savings. Apply online or in person for a BECU Visa card with a low introductory rate on purchases and balance transfers. Ask a member consultant, visit BECU.org, or call 1-800-233-2328 for details about rates, terms, costs, and conditions.
Bellevue Rare Coins wants to help you fund your summer adventures this year. If you've got any old coins, gold, silver, or jewelry, even the broken stuff, get one of the experts at Bellevue Rare Coins to help you find out what it's really worth. You might be able to turn unwanted items into fun summertime cash.
Muckleshoot Casino in Auburn has the hottest gaming promotions of the summer season. In June, Muckleshoot Casino gave away cars. In July, many lucky winners won wonderful cruises. And to end the summer in the month of August, it's nothing but cash. That's right, $120,000 to be exact. Every Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday in August, 100 lucky winners using their Players Club card will be randomly selected between 1 p.m. and 10 p.m. to win their share of $10,000. Also in August, copper dropper machine players can turn their copper into gold. Muckleshoot Casino has the loosest progressives, and when you hit a top copper dropper progressive with max coins played, you can strike it rich and take home a bonus 2.5 grams of fine gold while supplies last. Find more promotions, entertainment, and dining specials at MuckleshootCasino.com. Then come enjoy the hot August action only at your casino, Muckleshoot Casino, the biggest and best in the Northwest.
Drive with confidence in an all-wheel drive Subaru from Walker's Renton Subaru. Exit 2 off 405 in Renton.
This report is brought to you by Delta Dental of Washington.
From the Western Washington Honda Dealers Traffic Center, pretty decent drive right now. Southbound 405, a little bit slow, approaching 522. Also, both directions of 405 through the Kennedale Hill, seeing some light congestion. Nothing too serious now. Northbound I-5, a little slow with the Michigan Curve towards the Convention Center. And over to Seattle is a speed limit drive.
Make sure a dental checkup is in your back-to-school checklist. Schedule your appointment today and teach your kids the importance of good health. Offering you the most choice to find your favorite dentist, Delta Dental of Washington. Get in with Delta Dental.
Listen to the best Bob Rivers shows before it's too late. Then, the 10 a.m. This is 95.7 KJR FM and HD1 Seattle, an iHeart radio station. Now, live in the Carter Subaru Live Theater with 95.7 KJR.
We bring you live to the Carter Subaru Live Theater where people are cheering. I said that, and I hoped it would happen.
They are.
And they're eating Top Pot Donuts. Here's to Top Pot Donuts. Thank you very much. And Blazing Bagels. And they're all holding up Bob Rivers' masks.
It's freaky.
It's a little creepy.
Frightening. Yeah, it's creepy.
They're taking selfies of me with me.
Yeah, it's weird.
It's like Night of the Talking Dead.
Thank you, though. I understand it's meant in a...
An absolute labor of love.
Absolute wonderful way.
Yeah, these are all the various weights you've been over the years we've been together.
I know, those are fat face pictures.
I know, seriously. Right. It amazes me how good you look.
Downtown Joe, take it away from the Carter Subaru Live Theater. All right, he's not there.
Yeah, he is. He's just...
hear him talking in the background.
Joe, I can't hear you.
Joe, God,
hold
how many
on,
years
Joe,
have been, Joe?
Also, to the people that are waiting, I know people waiting a long time on the phones. Right after we hear Lee Oscar and John Hodgkin jamming... with their cool little band, we're going to hear later Apple Jam and the Carter Subaru Live Theater. And then we're going to take some more phone calls from listeners. So if you're on hold and you can hold, I will come to you in the order received, much like
Comcast customer
tech
service.
Support. Right. Comcast's faster.
They're
getting
Comcast's
good. Faster than this. But, you know, when you call some distant company somewhere.
And Spike and I did... We did practice our song. We're going to sing
You're
going
to sing a song?
Oh, yeah.
We're going to sing a song.
All right. Well, we'll get to that.
We practice really
I
hard.
I surely, sincerely hope.
I just got to get into this ball game.
All right, Joe, can we hear you yet? I don't hear him at all. What, is he on a microphone?
It's very low. I think he's talking into a bagel.
He's talking into a bagel.
Joe, put the bagel down.
Is this thing on?
Here you go.
That's funny.
Mom!
Joe, you're on some wireless microphone that's not coming up on my board, so
right.
Just go
there
grab...
He is, there,
you
is, there he is.
Okay.
Let me see. Can
that's
you hear
it.
Me?
Go
now
ahead.
He's talking to a donuts.
Now I can hear you.
You can hear me, okay. I'm on the same mic.
Let's keep talking about whether we can hear each other for a while.
I hear right. You, Joe.
Well,
I'm
what
sorry
I want to say quickly, yeah. Bob, real quickly, is you have been the second most influential man in my life. There's no question about it.
And the first most influential man is here to celebrate this day with us. It's my dad, Wade Bryan. I wanted to say hi to him.
Joe Pride at 9:20. Write it down.
We're mighty proud of Joe and the entire show. The group has been fantastic over the 25 years. It just couldn't have been better. And thanks for inviting me up.
All right. And Wade, you're not upset that Joe stole your whole act?
No, that's fine.
And if you need any tips about relaxing and taking it easy, Bob, my dad is a master at it.
Wade, I would like to come and have coffee with you sometime.
I would love that.
Or are you already jacked up on lots of coffee? Sounds very exciting.
Right.
I love you, man. You instilled some magic in Joe, and thank you for sharing that with us, Wade.
And now from the Carter Subaru Live Theater, which has become the funkiest blues club in America, we bring you John Hodgkin, Lee Oscar, and friends, which includes Pedro on the drums.
Yeah.
When you're dead, you're done. Let the good times roll, baby. I said let the good times roll, yeah. I don't care if you're out, baby. Just get in the groove and let the good times roll. Well, now, don't just stand there talking that trash. You want to have a little fun, you got to spend a lot of cash. Let the good times roll, baby. Then let the good time roll. I don't care if you're young or old, girl. Just get in the groove and let the good times roll. Now wait a minute. Hey, everybody, Tom Pedro's in town. He's got more than a dollar quarter. He's just ready to clown. Now wait a minute. Don't let no female play him cheap. He got 50 cents more than he's gonna keep. Let the good time roll. Good time, bro. I don't care if you're old, baby. Pedro's gonna get you in the groove and let your good times roll. Let it roll, Lee, all right. So let's just get it done. Let the good times roll. I said let the good times roll, baby. I don't care if you're old, baby. Just get in the groove and let the good times roll. Let the good times roll. Sing it with me. Let the good times roll. Let the good times roll. Let the good times roll. I don't care if you're the good times roll. Let them roll for Bob, ladies and gentlemen, Bob Rivers.
Yeah. All right. Thank you, guys.
Brought to you by Bellevue Rare Coins.
From the Carter Subaru Live Theater. When we come back to the theater, we'll have Apple Jam, my favorite dude, Rick Lovovich, leading some of the most incredible, wonderful people. If you ever get a chance to see him, do so. Also, we have listeners who've been very patient standing on the phone. It's 9:25, which means we have just 35 minutes left. In this 25-year program, we want to make sure we give a chance for everybody to say hi, and that can, and Spike and Joe and Jody say a few words. And let's go to the phones right now. Here's Dale. Dale in Snoqualmie. Hello.
Hi, Bob.
Hi, Dale.
This is Dale Betty Banker Thompson.
Yes,
how
hi.
Are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm really good. I just wanted to say good luck to you guys and how wonderful Dan and I have enjoyed your show. He listens to your show every day, even at work on his job site, as everybody converted.
You were converted from what religion did you used to be before our show religion?
Solid music.
Oh, so. Music. Oh, the religion.
So Wiccan then.
Yeah, Wiccan.
Yeah.
That's
but
good.
He loves listening to your show and comments often about it at night and that. So, and you and Lisa, hopefully, you'll have a wonderful time as grandparents and traveling and bees and all the things you enjoy these days. So,
thank you very much.
Okay, and we'll see you at Railroad Days for sure.
All right, bless Dale, okay. And we'll see you in Snoqualmie Railroad Days in 2 weeks. Thank you so much, Jessica in Kirkland. Hello, Jessica.
Hi, good morning.
Good morning.
I'll try to keep this short. I just wanted to call and tell you guys that, I've grown up listening to you. I'm 29 now, so I've been listening for as long as I can remember, and you guys all are just so amazing, and I was really crushed to hear that this is indeed the last show. So I just wanted to say also congratulations on the new addition to your family. My boyfriend's mom, who happens to be the president of the Puget Sound Mycological
Society.
The Shroom People.
She had the pleasure of meeting you and Lisa some time ago, and she had nothing but wonderful things to say. So,
she'd eaten some funny mushrooms. And
those guys have the trippiest faces I've ever seen. They were melting.
Yeah.
They're amazing.
She's awesome.
Well, maybe someday if you guys are still in that kind of field, maybe I'll have the pleasure of meeting you as well.
All right. Well, so. We will be out there, I'm sure, when it comes mushroom time. Thank you so much, Jessica. I'm going to try and give Chris a chance to say hi. Chris in Bellevue, hello.
Hi, Bob. Hi, Spike, Joe, and Jody. I just wanted to try and find a moment to say thank you for all the entertainment and everything that you guys have provided. I'm a Seattle transplant myself, been here about 20 years.
And you'd feel like you just got here, right?
It's
yeah, 20 years.
It kind of feels that way sometimes. Yeah. But I was able to find your guys' show on this station and other stations you've been on before, and it was always something I would look forward to every day, and that even the advantage of having the iHeartRadio app take you guys wherever my travels would take me.
Where's the crow? Oh, Pedro's that.
Pedro's in there setting up the drums for Apple Jam.
That's our new plug thing. No, it's okay. It's good. It's a compliment.
You keep going, honey.
No, it was a great time. I also want to give props to Jody from being Ohio State. So that's
OH.
Yeah, that's right. Go Bucks.
All right. Thank you very much. I'm going to take one more quick phone call, and then we will come back to the callers at least one more time. Sean in Carnation, again, randomly, we just want to. One of the things about the show is we've always felt that you are part of the show, our cast of thousands of experts and people who would call in and musicians that played locally. Always looked to have people. Feel like they could come on the air, that we were accessible. We invited audience members in, as we did right now, to the Carter Subaru Live Theater. And so thank you for accepting that invitation. Here is, I believe, this is Sean in Carnation. Hi, Sean.
How you doing, Bob?
Good.
Hey, I just wanted to say I went to high school with Andy, and there's a lot of we were in the after school activities, and some of the kids kind of went stupid back in the day, and he was a really good kid, and you know, he kept his nose clean, and you did a really good job raising your son and your family, and that's a value really hard to find these days. And I also wanted to commend you on sobriety.
Thank you. I was going to say, part of why he kept his nose clean is because in the later part of my life, I kept my nose clean, too, which
was
actually very nice. He didn't know me back then so much. He was like five, right, Andrew?
I'm glad you didn't go stupid, Andrew. It still scarred me.
Yeah. This is someone that went to high school with you.
Oh, I'm sorry. Sorry about that. Were you the one stuffing me in a trash can, or was that a different...
No. That was the different... Yeah, I remember those initiation days, too. That was pretty stupid. But All right. Things are changing up here, though.
Thank you very much, Sean, on the phone, and I believe he's calling from Chicago, is our agent, Paul Anderson.
Oh, I
got to
go.
Yep.
I said $2 million.
Paul, I didn't mean to catch you off guard. Hi, how you doing?
I thought I was going on. I wasn't sure if I was going on before or after your break.
Oh, no, you're here. You are.
We're not doing breaks today, just so you notice. We're about 19
minutes.
Oh,
wow. No commercials?
Oh, yeah.
Actually, we got one more break to squeeze in. But Paul Anderson, ladies and gentlemen.
Paul.
Hey.
It's Paul.
Without you, we would all have 15% more of our own money.
I mean, it's true.
15%. I thought it was 50%.
Do you know that? You know the old joke about the Eagles manager when he was retiring? Someone said, "Well, what does it mean to you to retire?" It means that they can stop taking 50% of my money because he was getting. Yeah, never mind. Anyway, hi.
Guess that's why you're retiring.
It's not funny. How are you guys? First of all, I can't believe. This day has arrived. I assume, Bob, that you have your AARP card ready to go. It's almost surreal. It's like an out of body experience. I mean, I wouldn't be in this business but for a chance meeting that I had with you, Bob, almost 20 years ago. And the last, you know, almost 20 years partnering with you and Spike and Joe and Jody and Pedro and Luciana has been just absolutely one of the best life-altering, and Eric, one of the best life-altering experiences a person could ever have. And the way that you, as you know, I'm in Chicago right now for the biggest talent convention of the year, which I would not be at.
He needs more clients.
He needs more clients. No.
Well, let me tell you where the real talent in the family is.
You want to drop my name
right
over here?
I got to make up the income that I'm going to lose. There's been just such amazing adoration. For you, Bob, and for the show, and look, we all know that everyone. I mean, everyone's going to do amazing things after this, including you, Bob. You know, going on doing other projects, and I know that everyone else will be showing up on the radio here very shortly. But it really, you know, how much you've taught me about the broadcast business. The way you've conducted yourself with such high integrity, the way that you've mentored talent across the country has been an inspiration to me, and I know it's been an inspiration to many others.
That's all you got?
That's it, Paul.
Whatever. This is a recorded line.
Yeah.
Retiring on line four.
Paul's amazing, by the way. When I met Paul, first off, you were launching a huge internet startup. He was this young but incredibly smart, incredibly aware guy, an attorney. And I glom onto people that I think are incredibly smarter than I am. And I said, wow, this guy's mind is lightning fast. And he looked at me. And by the way, I was tired when I met you. And you looked at me and went, holy cow, what you have here is incredible. People, you know, like not like in a not like in an Entourage way where
you're gonna make it, baby.
They're phony.
Yeah.
That
you can
Ari
make some
guy.
Money on this.
Yeah,
you got something.
Can make some. Although he does occasionally.
A little bit.
But really, no. He looked at me and he said, "Oh, I believe in you." And it's one of the things I've seen over a lifetime is that believing in somebody is an incredibly powerful thing. When my grandfather believed in me, and that's why it's so cool to becoming. Did you hear, by the way, that? Did you hear that Hazel was born yesterday afternoon?
What? I didn't know that.
Yes.
Good girl.
Got a new client.
Oh, my God. Yeah. I didn't know that. I did not get a text from Keith. It's so funny because both Keith and I were so sure that it was going to be a boy. Hazel?
What kind Hazel, of it? Yeah.
Paula. What happened to Paula? Or Paula?
It's either going to be Paula or Paulie.
You don't get to make all these calls, Paul. Paula. That's very funny. So anyway, yes.
Awesome. Congratulations, Bob. And is Lisa there in the studio with
she
you?
She is. She's right here.
Well, hey, congratulations, Lisa.
Thank
and
you,
Bob.
Thank
I
you.
Know that you guys are going to be just unbelievable grandparents.
You.
And it's so funny because I had breakfast with Keith last week. And he says, I hope my dad – he says, my dad's so excited to be a grandfather. He says, I hope he realizes that he really won't be able to talk to the kid for years.
I know.
He'll not, be over there
well,
going
you
and
you can talk to
actually,
him.
Just I can talk to the kid.
He's not going
to
have a conversation. Yeah.
Right.
And I'm used to talking to people who don't talk back at
him. Yeah. He likes listeners.
It could be the longest monologue in U.S. history.
Yeah. If they won't need to, like, I'll just sit there and put the kid to sleep just as I've done with audiences.
So look, I don't want to bore the listeners, but – you got to give me the quick stats here. How much did she weigh?
8 pounds, 4 ounces.
That's
eight
healthy.
Pounds.
Yeah.
That
big baby.
You've
already been to Beecher's Cheese.
Yeah.
Do next week, but she had other ideas.
That's right. How about if we come out now? Let's show up.
Yeah.
She's listening right now if you want to say hi to Hazel. Hi, Hazel.
Hi. You can't really hear or see. My favorite kind of audience.
Got a special newborn deal, 7%.
Get a meter on that girl.
All right. Thank you very much, Paul. When we come back, we'll say hi to a couple more listeners. I want to hear from Spike and Joe and Jody, Pedro and Luciana, and then we're going to hear from our really good friends at Apple Jam to play a song right up to 10 o'clock. Ladies and gentlemen, right back with the final 23 minutes.
The Bob Rivers Show on 95.7 KJR.
This report is brought to you by CarQuest. Get your car ready for summer driving with 5 quarts of Pennzoil conventional motor oil and a red oil filter for just $22.99 at participating CarQuest auto parts stores. Great people, great products, great prices.
Partly sunny skies early on today, but very sunny later. Highs will be in the 70s in Seattle. A little cooler up north and a little warmer south Saturday and Sunday. Temperatures in the 80s to near 90 degrees on Sunday and Monday for Seattle. I'm Stephen Kilbreath in the King 5 Weather Center.
This report is brought to you by Great Floors. Great design begins with great floors. Through August 15th, save 50 cents a square foot on your new Mirage hardwood floors. See the complete line of beautiful Mirage hardwood flooring at your nearest Great Floors showrooms. Find your neighborhood store at greatfloors.com, where their name says it all.
Seems kind of surreal, but tomorrow morning I'll be doing something else for a living, at least for a day. I'm at Emerald City Harley-Davidson, Highway 99 at 188th and Linwood, and I'll be selling Harley-Davidsons. I might not be very good at it, which is a great opportunity for you to come up and make your dreams come true and take advantage of my naivete. Emerald City Harley-Davidson tomorrow morning at 10 o'clock. See you there.
Jimmy Mac's Roadhouse, always famous in Renton and Federal Way for steaks, crab cakes, and peanuts on the floor. Now Jimmy Mac's is open in South Everett on Airport Road. Come on down to Jimmy Mac's for endless yeast rolls and endless peanuts. And the best Roadhouse steaks, ribs, fish, and more.
Dive into your share of $20,000 in cool cash this month at Quill Cedar Creek Casino. Every Tuesday, 9 lucky players have a chance to grab their share, including a $5,000 grand prize August 26th. Find all of the exciting details online at qccasino.com. More rewards, more winners, more fun. Find it right here at the Q.
I'm right here in downtown Sumner with Phil Mitchell at Tiny Overhead Sunset Chevrolet. And Phil, I see the Chevy numbers are in and you guys are number one again.
Hey, Rich, I guess the message is getting out there because we're having our best year ever. And that's because the people out there doing research. We've got the hugest selection with over 600 vehicles in stock. We've got warranty protection for life. We've got our tiny overhead pricing. And we simply pay more for your trade. The more homework you do and the more shopping around you do, the more likely we are to see you. You just can't beat our deals. We're going to take great care of you. You got to get in here.
And Phil, as always, what about trade-ins?
If you've been to those other dealers and haven't been able to make the deal, it's usually because of your trade. As always, we'll pay more for your trade. With the largest selection of new Chevrolets in the Puget Sound and our huge pre-owned selection, it's no wonder more and more people are finding new roads to Sunset Chevrolet. You got to get in here.
A dock fee up to $150 may be added to the sale price. Call 1-800-NEW-CHEVY today.
Sunset Chevrolet.
Find new roads to Sunset Chevrolet, downtown Sumner.
Attention appliance shoppers. Celebrate summer with Albert Lee Appliance during our Seafair Sale, August 9th and 10th. Sizzling hot store-wide deals on the largest selection of major brand appliances in the Northwest. Sale pricing celebrated at all five locations in Seattle, South Center, Linwood, Bellevue, and Tacoma. Don't miss out on the largest appliance sale of the summer. The Albert Lee Appliance Seafair Sale, August 9th and 10th. Log on to Albert Lee Appliance. Appliance.com for details. Albert Lee Appliance, celebrating 75 years strong.
I was at work. My wife called. She had noticed some lesions on both hands of our two-week-old baby. We were afraid, and so we took her immediately to her pediatrician in Seattle. The pediatrician thought that she may have meningitis, which is a life-threatening disease at that age. She needed immediate hospitalization. And at that point, she asked which hospital we would like to go to. And my wife and I requested that she be transferred to Providence in Everett. One of the reasons we chose Providence is because all of the pediatric doctors at the hospital are actually part of Seattle Children's Hospital. So you're getting expert care, and you're getting it without having to travel to Seattle. After a two-night stay, we learned that she didn't have meningitis, and thankfully, she was able to go home. In hindsight, I know we made the right decision, and I can say that as a dad and also because of what I do for a living. I'm Dr. Tony Crawford. I'm an ER physician, and I prescribe Providence.
Learn about more doctors who took their own medicine at rxprovidence.org.
Geico Motorcycle presents Reflections from the Road.
You can't beat the open road, but saving money on motorcycle insurance is a close second. That's why I switched to Geico. Reminds me of the time I switched to a new helmet without a face mask and swallowed a bunch of gnats when I accidentally yawned. Those suckers tasted bad. Unlike Geico Motorcycle Savings, which always tastes real good.
Geico Motorcycle Insurance. See how much you could save.
When you save money and join the 97% of people who are satisfied with Geico, it can give you goosebumps. But why do we get goosebumps? How did the human brain decide that mimicking the skin of a freshly plucked bird was an appropriate response to excitement? Some human behaviors don't make sense. And some do, like switching to Geico, which people have been doing for over 75 years. And that gives me goosebumps.
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
It's heating up. Time to install that air conditioner you've been talking about. Locally owned for over 25 years, Universal Refrigeration, Heating, and Air Conditioning are your cool-down experts. Visit their mobile website right now at northwestcool.com.
Pro Golf Discount 37th Anniversary Sale is going on now. Need new golf gear? Then you gotta go to Pro, where you'll find great deals on top name brand clubs, bags, shoes, balls, clothing, and accessories. Now is the time to update your golf wardrobe. Get a new bag, a new pair of shoes, or maybe a rangefinder. And nearly every club in our stores is on sale. Get free club fitting from our master club fitters on our state-of-the-art launch monitors. Plus, you'll receive 125% trade-in value on your old clubs only at Pro Golf Discount.
It's Macy's Super Saturday Sale with all-day specials Friday and Saturday. Get half-carat rose-cut diamond hoops, only $59.99. Men's clearance sportswear, just $9.99. Clearance tees and shorts for kids, now only $4.99. And all 8-piece bed ensembles from Fairfield Square Collection, $39.99. Plus, now you can buy online and pick up in-store the same day. Macy's Super Saturday Sale. Savings off regular sale and clearance prices. Exclusions apply.
Give Bob's Heating and Air Conditioning a call now for big savings on air conditioning or visit bobsheating.com. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance. Visit geico.com.
This won't be my last time to tell you how great Toyota of Puyallup is, because Toyota Puyallup and lots of our other friends are going to hang around with us, and we're going to keep working with some of our most loved sponsors. But I will tell you that Lisa and I have been going to Toyota Puyallup for nigh on 20 years now. and that all three of our vehicles do happen to be Toyotas. They happen to be fantastic vehicles, and we were buying vehicles at Toyota Puyallup before we worked with them in a professional way. It just sort of worked out that way. And in fact, I bought my first vehicle from Carrie Bivens' dad, we discovered the other day. She actually remembered that. If you are looking for incredible service, if you're looking for a dealership that your family can love throughout generations because they've been there over 40 years, get to Toyota of Puyallup on River Road in downtown Puyallup. Look at their entire inventory at toyotaofpuyallup.com.
This report is brought to you by your friends at 76. Play Tank 5 at your local 76. Fill up, get a game card, and you'll have a 1 in 5 chance of winning. Or visit 76tank5.com for details. And no purchase, mail-in, game card request options. Ends 8/31/14.
From the Western Washington Honda Dealers Traffic Center, we got a pretty easy drive right now. A little bit of crowding northbound 405 through the S-curves up towards the Kennedale Hill. It looks like just before I-90, an incident in the carpool lane is making things slow there as you make your way towards I-90. Also, looking at a pretty easy drive ever to Seattle. It's at the speed limit right now.
This report is brought to you by Safeway. Safeway makes it easy to save at the pump. Just use your Safeway gas reward points at participating Chevron and Texaco stations. Shop at Safeway, save at Chevron and Texaco. See store or Safeway.com for details.
We're back to the Bob Rivers Show on 95.7 KJR. Powered by the Carter Subaru Live Theater.
All right.
Live in the Carter Subaru Live Theater with 95.7 KJR.
All right, you guys, you know I love you guys. The Beatniks, Apple Jam, Super Jam, or whatever bands you guys are playing in, you've always been incredibly kind to us, and you're always amazing when you come on the radio. And so, Rick Lavrovich and boys, please take it away and play one more song. Then we will come back, say a quick hi to some listeners. Everyone will get their say. Spike and Joe, all the way through Pedro and Luciana, everyone will say hi. And then... Oh, by the way, I just got word from Clear Channel. Hold on. This is coming in live. Our show has been extended.
Yay, we get to stay?
Yes. An additional 5 minutes.
Five minutes, baby.
Oh, my God.
How do you like that?
Let me prepare some notes.
Something about picking up an additional quarter hour.
No,
technical
love.
Speak. I have no
it's
idea.
It's love and respect.
What it is we're backing up and we were launching the new 95.7 KJR. We'll be launching... at the end of this show, and I now understand it'll be 10:05. So to the Carter Subaru Live Theater we go.
won't you please, oh, won't you give me love, give me peace on earth, give me life, keep me free from birth, give me hope, help me cope with this heavy load, trying to touch and reach you with heart and soul, oh, give me love, love, give me peace on earth, give me life, keep me free from birth now, give me love, help me cope with this heavy load, trying to touch and reach you with heart and
thank you, Pedro.
Yeah.
All right.
You guys, thank you, John. Thank you, everybody. Thank you, Pedro, from the Carter Subaru Live Theater. I'm going to be in there in a few minutes. We are going to go till 10:05, and then I push a button that launches the brand new radio station.
Okay. You do understand that that's only 15 minutes away, right?
I know.
We need to calm down.
We need to calm down.
We need to turn off the phones, and we need to have
a conversation. I promised everybody on the phones. One sentence only.
Right.
You get one sentence, and if it's longer than 10 seconds, I'm going to have to move along. One sentence only, because the audience is so important. We couldn't do it without you. Natalie, one sentence, go.
Hi, Bob. I've woken up with you guys every morning of my life, and I'm only 11 now. I remember hearing the song Hey There, Delilah when I was 7 years old, and my mom had to explain to me what Twisted Tune is and what an STD means.
Okay. That was like five. That was, sorry about that.
I know you're 11.
That was five sentences.
But that's more than one sentence.
But she's 11.
Yeah.
Give her a break.
I know you're 11.
Thank you, Natalie. Mike in South Center, one sentence.
Hey, Bob. Thanks so much. I fashioned a show after the way you guys did it. It was called Crash Talk, and I was on the air for 9 years, and it made me able to go on the air and not be too uptight because I figured, hey, if you
this is a run-on sentence. Thank you very much. Kirk in Federal Way, one sentence. Go ahead.
Hey, I want to say thank you all to all of you for being who you are. It's made me a better person.
Thank you. Kelly in Tacoma, that was the first actual sentence.
Yeah.
Hi, Kelly. Sorry, we don't have more time. Go ahead.
A pure hippie sentence. George Harrison's song said it all. Feel the love. Everybody loves you and good luck.
Thank you. Debbie the Parrot Lady, one sentence.
That's right. I just want to let you guys know it was the very first time I was there. I was pregnant with my son. So congratulations with you being able to get to your family, and I hope you read your email.
Thank you. Snooks, I will be reading all the emails. Show at bobrivers.com will still work today. The website, bobrivers.com, will work tomorrow. If you join the WTA with a $40 contribution, you can sponsor my hike-a-thon. And if you put in $500, I'll take you on a hike with me, and you can talk as long as you want. Who's this? Oops. Who's this, Cody?
Yes, this is Cody. Hello.
That's your sentence. Goodbye. No,
oh,
go ahead.
On.
I'll give you one more.
Clown car.
Okay, thank you. I was a student at Green River Community College when you were in between contracts, and I got to have you in my class as a guest speaker. And let me tell you what an honor and a pleasure that was. Thank you very much, Bob.
Thank you, Cody. Aaron in North Bend, you're the last regular listener with a sentence. I wish I could do more. Go ahead, Aaron.
I'd just like to say congratulations, and from Brian, your intern from KISW, myself, Paul Jones, Angela, and Jeremy with Wet Paint. We're going to miss you guys in the morning.
Thank you very much. This man should get more than one sentence.
Hey, Dad.
It's Keith.
Hey, that guy?
Keith. Keith and Leanne. Is Leanne with you right now?
Yeah.
Say hi to Mommy.
Hi.
Hi, Leanne. How are you?
Good.
I understand why you guys can't be in here this morning.
Not me.
What with the baby and all?
What with the baby and all? Congratulations, you two.
I want to get her to talk.
No.
Is Hazel listening right now?
Yeah, she's so sweet. She's been listening to you all morning.
He's trying to direct her.
Yeah, so here's what I want her to do. Can she do voices yet?
Yeah.
I need a baby crying. Actually, I heard her cry last night.
She has five different cries.
Yeah, it's a really quiet cry.
Yeah, she's sweet.
It's like a, it's music.
She's a day old. What does she have to worry about?
Yeah, I know.
I know.
All right. Well, congratulations, you two. I can't believe you were texting me yesterday on your way to the hospital. Oh, it's just, it's amazing. And it's just the most beautiful. She's the most beautiful thing I've ever seen in my life.
Yeah, she's incredible. We love her so much.
All right. Well, we're going to come and see you a little later.
All right. I'm looking forward to it, Dad. Thank
love you,
so
Keith.
Much.
Love you, Leanne.
Love you.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
And, you know, I don't want you to make Andrew feel bad. He's here, too, and he's eating a bagel.
Yeah.
So that's a major
accomplishment. But he already got to talk.
Good boy. What a good boy.
You're
a good boy.
You eating and, it all up.
And Lisa's in the studio with me live for the first time in 33 years. All right, but now I would like to give a moment to the two other stooges, if you will, of our three stooges, because we were an incredible team, and I think as friends, hopefully, we'll actually socialize probably more now,
I don't
suspect.
Think so.
Maybe not.
Probably not. Say goodbye forever.
Here's Spike.
Thank you. Thank you for this opportunity, because when you met me, I was a guy dealing on the fringes of legality and society. And I hadn't trained or educated myself to do anything that was meaningful.
That's because I was pretty similar to you.
This is how we met.
That's how we met.
But you have really been not just a great friend and a great coworker, but a real beacon for me. And you live your life like I want to live my life. And you've given me the greatest gift anybody could ever give, which is friendship. And you're like the dad, brother, uncle, sexless marriage partner I always never knew I wanted. And just... I wish you the very, very best. I'm angry at you. I'm happy for you. I'm jealous of you.
This is the same as it's been for the whole time.
Yeah,
though,
yeah,
right?
So pretty much
so it's Wednesday,
business then. As usual. Today we call Friday, but you deserve everything you're about to get in your life.
Will you take a hike with me?
You've been telling me to take a hike for so long.
No. I mean, look at you.
Any
look
place.
At how amazing you are now.
Thanks.
We can go to the top of a mountain together.
We can. If we go to a volcano, I can push you in.
You can do that.
I love you, buddy.
All right. Love you, too, my friend. Joe.
First, I want to say I think we've done some of the best work ever done on the radio, and there's two guys in the room right now that have never even hardly been mentioned on our show. It's Joe Moss and Dave Austin, and these guys are kind of archivists, and they have kept most every word we've said over the last 25 years. Dave used to record us from his house.
Dave, are you the one that's been blackmailing me? Yeah. You're going to keep all that stuff?
Yeah. No, that wasn't me.
Yeah, okay.
I wanted to say thank you for the Star Trek contest.
That's right.
Walk-on Rosa.
That's right.
That was an amazing experience.
We did that
experience.
Together, didn't we?
That's right, we did.
We were on Star Trek. Did you hear Captain Kirk earlier on the show? Did you cry, too?
I missed part of that as I was coming in the building.
Right.
But I just wanted to say to these two guys, thank you, because I do think we did some very historic stuff, and I think it's going to live long after we're all gone. And
Joe Moss is going to put it on the web.
Yeah.
BobRivers.com.
And this is...
Joe, say hi quickly.
Hi, Bob.
All right, that's enough. Thank you. No, Joe and I are really good friends.
.com.
This is, I feel I've spent a quarter of my life with you guys.
You feel that way?
I'm going to hit about 100, and I've spent 25 years with Bob and Spike, and they've been the best 25 years of my life. And I know great years are to come. There's no question. And I know we're not going anywhere. We all love this town. We all love Seattle. We're all going to live here. Probably the rest of our lives. And we're going to be available. We're going to do Spike the Impaler shows. I'm going to be back on the radio. By the way, you heard our agent Paul Anderson earlier. Anybody interested? That's his name.
Call
you can
Paul.
Give him a call. Call Paul. But I just want to say I love y'all, and I love this city, and it has been such a privilege. And I've said this before, to talk to the people I grew up with. I grew up here. It's hard to turn this mic off, but it's going to be time to do it in a few minutes. And thank you, Bob, for everything. And congratulations to Keith and Leanne. Having a daughter is the best thing in the world that ever happened to me. And I know they're going to love it, too. Thank you so much for everything.
Joe, he's the one with the heart. Brought the heart to the show. I know, and it's breaking, isn't it?
It's going to be tough, you know. We will be back. You know, we're not going anywhere, so... You know, come up to the mustard seed. Say hi to me.
No.
Be at the mustard seed?
I don't know where I'll be. We'll be around.
You don't need to be at the mustard seed right now.
No, I'm not going to be up at the mustard seed.
Nor do I need to meet some of Spike and mine old friends.
Yeah. Either.
No, we don't.
And thank you so much, I will say, to 3010 for changing my life. I have the body now to go forward that I didn't have. I want to single them out. It's really been a life-changing experience for me. Whatever comes for the next 50 years, I think I might have the body to actually get me to 100.
Downtown Joe, you were the magic, my friend. When we met you, we knew we had something people would love, and they wouldn't notice us.
And when you came, I knew there was nothing like this that had ever happened in this town before on the radio from the first minute I heard you. And I've been here for 24 and a half of those 25 years, and it's been a pleasure.
Thank you, Downtown Joe. Jody.
Luciana, come here, babe.
It's Jody's turn.
I'm ready to talk.
Are you?
When do I get to talk?
Oh, we're out of time. Look at
hey,
that.
Enough about the three of you. Who cares?
We now have 5 minutes and 35 seconds. Go ahead.
All right. Legitimately want to thank Josh, the intern, for working so hard. And we have to mention Eric and Pedro and Luciana and how they're the greatest people ever that you would ever want to work with, and how they're wonderful friends and concern themselves with people all day long and making sure that the radio show goes on and goes on well. But damn, if you guys aren't the most wonderful people I've ever worked with. And you know how I get fired all the time?
Yeah, you've worked with some good ones, too.
I have. Love you. No, I have. I've been really lucky because I always got to be myself and work with real pros. But this has been the highlight of my whole career. And you guys were so generous with me and just moved over for a seat at the table. And it's been so much fun doing radio with you.
You actually pushed us.
So
you
no, that. I didn't do that. No, it's funny, though, because I remember when I sat in with you when I was pregnant in the other studio, and it was a totally different room.
Right.
And I wanted to come in so badly. And I was just sitting in that other room by myself, like looking at Facebook, being like, this is kind of boring, but it's kind of fun. And I just wanted to be in the room doing radio with you guys. And it's been a privilege. And it really feels like... like, I'm just going to miss you, you know, because I know we're all going to get together, but it's not going to be the same. Because when you don't see each other every day, it's different. So that's kind of upsetting.
Jody Brothers, you are the most authentic, real person with strong, strong humor instincts and strong opinions. And
they have strong opinions.
They all you do not. Okay.
No, I don't. And she agrees with everything you say. She just sits in the
chair.
She giggles and agrees.
But you bring wherever you go, you bring authenticity. Lisa said that when we first met you and David. She went, she's the real deal.
I know. Thanks for getting me hired, by the way.
Because really, you got to get past Lisa.
I know.
If Lisa doesn't like you, you don't stand a chance. But anyway, thank you very much. And to all the people who have worked with us over the years. Pedro and Luciana, say hi quickly, please, because we're almost done. I know. Jody took up all the time.
I'll take half the minute for myself, saying that I've always been very, very lucky. But I think I've been the luckiest working with you guys. It was super hard,
yeah,
but I learned so much. Thank you so much.
I'm a pain in the ass. Thank you. I know.
You were a pain in the ass for her.
Not for you.
Yeah.
Pedro, go ahead. Uh-huh. Go ahead.
I wanted to say that you made all my dreams come true. I mean, I wanted to do radio, and you made that possible. I wanted to write jokes. You made that possible. And I got a pool. You made that possible.
Yes, a pool.
I got to be honest.
It's a kiddie pool.
With all of you guys, pool. I mean, you guys are my family. I don't have a family here in my new home, the United States. And you guys are my only family. And I want to miss you all so hard.
Well, the irony is, in doing this show, we don't have a lot of time to spend together outside the show. But I'm going to sit there waiting for my phone to ring because I will have time to visit.
Yeah. We're all going to be with each other.
All right.
Nobody's going to call.
So it's going to be funny. And then Eric Corman, who spiritually has been a huge inspiration to everyone on the show. Go ahead, Eric.
I am astounded, Bob, by the community that you have created here in Seattle on the radio. I have worked with nationally syndicated programs. I've been with other local shows. There is no show in the country like yours. And then the outpouring of love that I've been getting from the listeners, you have no idea what's been happening on the phones, just hearing how you've impacted the lives of everybody here. And what you've done with World Vision, getting behind a mission like that to change the lives of thousands of families globally, there's nothing like it. And I want to say that you are like no other radio host in the world. And it's been such a privilege.
Thank you, Eric. A lot of that caring and compassion I did not have until I met you. A lot of lessons I've had to learn. I've been pretty stupid a lot of the time, as evidenced by some of the old tapes of old songs and things that we did on the show.
Very embarrassing.
How could I be so crude? Because I came up in radio just sort of making my way. I have been so blessed to work with all of you. Every one of you have enriched my life and my experience, and every one of you have been really the inspiration for the community that we've created. And every one of you in the audience, every one of you in the audience is part of the show. And that was kind of the idea. Meet every listener, be accessible, let people feel like they're a part of it. All of our sponsors are not just sponsors. They're people we really interact with and care about and will continue to. Even the radio companies we worked for, all of them have been wonderful relationships. Some of those relationships, in life you move on. But these guys here at Clear Channel have been so nice to us to let us have this party that I can't believe it. And all of the people in the building don't have time to thank everybody. What I did want to say in the end here is that, and I talked about this on a TED Talk last year. I was thinking about what important message do I have to give to anybody? And I remembered, and it's such an amazing bit of timing, that my grandchild Hazel was born less than 24 hours ago and is listening to this broadcast right now, comprehending about as well as I used to comprehend a lot of stuff. But my grandfather, when I was 5 years old, did two things. He gave me a radio, and he taught me how to use the phone. And today I'm addicted to this thing, by the way.
Phone, not the radio.
This is a radio. How do you think stuff gets to this?
Don't say anything bad about his phone.
Don't say anything bad about him. Anyway, my grandfather did that, and he also looked into my eyes and told me I was great. And he told me I could do anything. And he believed in me at a super young age. And so the thing I guess I would pass on is, it's amazing if you think of the people who've told you you're great and told you you could do stuff throughout your life, what a impact that has on a human being. You know, we get angry with each other sometimes, we get frustrated with each other, but when you tell someone, when you spot good in someone and you tell someone it's good, that reverberates through an entire lifetime. And I remember all of the people who've been inspirational and done good things, and I've gone, wow, I want to jump on that. And so my grandfather did that. And that's why it's so cool that I'm about to be in the grandfather role. And then my mother, she had two things. She was very wise. Two things she said to me that in the whole sum of a lifetime empowered and helped me, that I'll pass on to you. And in the spirit of, for generations, these things can help. I looked up old sayings on the internet and looked up people, and like one of them was from a Greek philosopher, and the dude said this thing, and here it is thousands of years later, and people still say it all the time. So my mother, when I was a kid, I was mad at somebody. We all get mad at somebody once in a while. And I told her I was mad at somebody, and she looked at me and she said, well, don't be upset. God's not finished with him yet. And I'm not, you know, going all religious per se, but what she meant was, we're all on a journey. We're all making mistakes. And whatever's right or wrong, just accept it and relax and be patient. And then the other thing that she always used to say, and she summed it up in two words, better than Shakespeare could. If I was going out the door, you know, those years when you're going out the door and your parents are looking at you like, where are you going? What are you doing? She would look at me and she would say these two words.
Grab beer. Sorry.
those are three words.
Grab some. She would look at me and you know the words, because I think I've said this to you guys.
You have.
She said, be good. Be good. And, you know, that's what all of us strive to do. That's what we can try and do. So There's some things coming up with World Vision. There's some things coming up you'll hear from me again, and I hope you'll be around. And if you want to say hi to me sometime at the end of a gig, don't let me tell you I'm tired and I have to get home and go to sleep. I'm not going to plug anything. Go to the website, bobrivers.com. All right. And we've gone over. I want you to all give yourselves a big round of applause, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you for listening to The Bob Rivers Show for 25 years. And now I get to push a button to launch the new KJR.